Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you need. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. It is so good to have you guys here live with me in The Remix on Friday night, September the 14th, 2012. So good to be here. First of all, let me just let everyone know that the chat room is open. So if you want to get yourself on over there, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And the chat room is open. You can come on in. Make yourself feel welcome. Make yourself feel right at home. And just be a part of the group. Just be with us. Be right here. We would love to have you here live in The Remix. You can do that. And also, you are more than welcome to call in if you want to listen. All you have to do is call in by calling 646-652-2711 is the number to call in. Lock it in. That's the number for you. Ooh, what a week. I don't know about you guys, but what a week. It is so good to be here. I definitely look forward to Friday nights because this is our time that we get a chance to spend time together. It's so good to be here with you guys live in The Remix. You know how we do. You know how we always do. I really want to try and see if Skype is working tonight. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering tonight. A vision quest, which is always really, really great. It's going to be a great vision quest for us to do. First of all, I just want to say I got all of your feedback. And boy, did you guys give me feedback on the last show. You loved it. We went swimming with the dolphins. We had a chance to hang out there. It was so cool. You were able to go get your crystals. Coming into this new era that we're in, the era of origin, and I did that show earlier, and that was so powerful. You guys brought back crystals. I am still answering emails to tell you what some of those crystals are, some of the properties in those crystals, and many of you have found your crystal and found those properties, and you've gotten them and started to do work with them. So amazing, amazing time, amazing things. Remember this crystal, the properties in this crystal, and you got to hear it for yourself. For some of the brothers and sisters who called in that was able to really connect their crystal, and these weren't just crystals that you're used to hearing, which are powerful crystals too, but these crystals had multiple properties. So they weren't just rose quartz or amethyst or clear quartz. These were some really divine crystals that you know you selected for yourself once we went into the Crystal Mansion and we went swimming in the Bermuda Triangle. I'm so excited. I don't know about you guys, but I love that. I love doing vision quests. And anytime it's possible and I'm on here, we're going to do some form of vision quest in most cases because it's really necessary. It's a way for you to really tap into your divine records. And so the show that we did, the Cosmic Akashic Wave, had a lot of energy in it. I'm still getting feedback from you guys, still getting your information, your letters, telling me about your crystals and everything. everything that is going on. So, so good to have you guys in the house tonight with me, your host, Miss Blue. You know how we do. It's remix time. I'm actually, like I said, I really am going to try it. I'm going to try to log into Skype. I got a good feeling tonight. I think it's going to work. I think it really is going to work out for us. And just really be able to get into that. And so now, yes. And Esther just hit me up. We're going to do Twitter tonight. Let me tell you, tonight is so exciting, you guys. I can barely contain myself. The heartbeat frequency of 2013. Woo! I don't know if you're ready. Tonight, the hashtag, for those of you over there on Twitter, and I know you're over there, and it's some good yummies over there. someone just added me, and they sell pies, and they make all kinds of things. But the hashtag tonight, Esther has it for us, it's going to be #remixheartbeat. So #remixheartbeat. That's going to be the hashtag for tonight. We're going to do a little bit of dancing. You guys know it's remix time. The weather is changing. We can feel the energy all around us. Doesn't it feel just so nice? This is what I like to call brown sugar time, because when you start to look outside, things are starting to turn the color of brown sugar. And that's always good to look at, especially us melanin people on the planet. You know, we are the brown sugar people of the world. And so whenever it gets close to brown sugar time, this is a really, really great time. So much is going on. So tonight, the heartbeat frequency for 2013. Some of the things that we're going to be doing tonight, I'll be giving out a ritual. We'll be doing that. A vision quest. And of course, we'll be doing readings. We'll do that. That's always cool. And getting you guys' feedback, which is going to be good. And then also something else I did not put up, but for those of you who are in the chat room, We're going to dump it tonight. That's right. We're going to get into some dumping tonight. And if you don't know what dump it is, stay tuned. Hold on to your chairs. Don't go anywhere. Lock the door. Put away the cat. Bring out the babies. And let's just do it, because we're going to have some big fun tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And also, if you want to come over in the chat room, or if you're a guest listening for the very first time, because I got a couple of emails this week, some new listeners, international listeners, always a joy to have you guys, as well as the rest of the brothers and sisters listening from all across the globe. I can tell you guys, we are closely approaching the 2 mark, as in 2 million, as in 2 million listeners, remix. A lot of folks out there doing a lot of listening. A lot of packing on, a lot of work, a lot of things going on. So that's a big thank you to everyone out there doing the work and just doing it in such a very honest and authentic way. So much love to you guys. So a lot of things I want to announce tonight, but I do want to hear from you. So I want you to go ahead and just let me clear my throat, clear your throat, because I want you to call in. I want you to share. We're going to do a lot of sharing tonight. We're going to do a lot of that. So the heartbeat frequency of 2013, we're going to get into that in just a moment. But I want to welcome our guests to the forum. So if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, kisses to you. Welcome to you. And know that you can come over to the chat room if you don't know how to get there. One more time, Cosmic Directions, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix is how you get there. Now, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom. Once you click that link at the bottom, it's going to say, tell us who you are. It's like real simple. It takes 2 seconds to sign up. Tell us who you are. Come in the chat room. Chat with the Remix family. They're going to make you feel welcome. They always do. You know, we kind of psycho sexy cool over here. So you get to be yourself. And you get to come in, and you get to have fun, and you get to converse with like-minded people. What else could be better on a Friday night? I don't know about you, but that's about it. So, international listeners out there, and it's a couple ways that I'm able to really kind of tell the international listeners, you guys send me emails, you are ordering the deck, you are downloading the audio workbook, and you're signing up for reading. So these are some of the ways that I can tell the international listeners. So whenever you guys kind of like give us a little nudge, me and Sister Manya, and you want to let us know you're out there, we'll give you a shout out. So a couple of shout outs is going out there. Lots of new listeners in Canada. Canada always listen, but lots of new listeners out there. Big ups to them. Amsterdam, got some more listeners out there in Amsterdam. Germany as well, big listeners over there. London, of course, the UK, big ups to everyone in the UK listening. Japan and Korea. Let me see if I can get all of my East. Japan, Korea, and all parts of Asia out there listening. Big ups to you guys, too. Poland sent a deck out this week to Norway. So we have people listening from all over. Switzerland, Brazil. I know, the list goes on and on and on. You guys, Mozambique, different parts of Africa, Nigeria over there as well. And there's another country in Africa, forgive me, because I can never remember the city, the state. I can't remember where it is in Africa, but all parts of Africa out there listening. Much love to you guys, and, you know, we love you. I know it's a challenge sometimes getting up in different parts of the world, and also Australia. Let's not forget our brothers and sisters all down under. So we want to give that big shout-out to Australia as well. And did you guys know, here's a little bit of history fact for you, did you know that Australia was a continent? And it's actually one of the smallest continents there is, but Australia is actually a continent. But you didn't know that, huh? Well, anyway, welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And I know, drop a little bit of history on you. I want to put this out there. I don't know when we're going to do this. I'm going to give you guys kind of like a month heads up. So let's say that we'll be doing this maybe sometime the end of October, somewhere around the middle to end of October. So I want to kind of put this bug in your ear so you guys will know this ahead of time. We will be doing family night on the remix. I'll let you know way ahead of time because I want everyone, I want the children, I want the cats, I want the dogs, I want the mamas, I want the daddies, I want the babas, I want the papas, I want the nanas, I want everybody. We're going to have family night, and we're going to do it in a big way. So it's going to be a little bit of everything. And also with that family night, we're also going to do some things. Want to hear from our children because we have some very divine children out there. So we want to hear from the babies, hear from the children, hear from the mamas, hear from the nanas, hear from the baba. We want to hear from everyone, every single one of them. So we're going to be doing family night and a very, very big way. Very big way. So it's going to be lots of fun. Not to mention all of the guests that I have lined up that will be coming on the remix. So I've been wanting to do this show for a long time. It's been a long time since I did family night, but we're going to be doing family night right here live on the remix. And it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be earth-shattering. that's what I'm going to say. Baby Blue said she may even sing a song. So if we're going to throw a little bit of talent in there, we're going to do a little bit of everything. I want you guys to bring your whole, I don't want you to bring your A game. I want you to bring all your game. I want everything. I want everything to come on out. So we got a lot of singers out there. Some of our children are singers. They're having amazing dreams. They're doing wonderful things. So we're just going to have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So I kind of want to put that out there to you guys ahead of time so you can start getting yourself prepped for that and know that that's going to be sometime in October. And I am so excited. I'm so excited. I hope you guys are too. So family night in the remix is what we're going to be doing. All right, so now, what to do? What to do, everyone? We're live in the remix, live in the remix, live. I feel like singing, even though I can't. That's really not my thing. Okay, so tonight, we're going to get ready. Yes, we're going to get ready to dance, but I want to talk about a few things before we actually dance. Let's talk about the Kim deck. Let's talk about the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. Let's talk about that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go ahead and get yourself on over to www.msblue, as in the color, B-L-U-E, blast, B-L-A-S-E, .com/cards. That's where I want you to go. I want you to go right there so you can see it for yourself. Sometimes everybody is from Missouri, and we have to the show me state. So you want to see it, you can go there. You can actually look at some of the cards there. Just click the link. It'll take you straight over. I want to tell you guys, because you know this deck has been around the world and back again and back again and back again and back again. It's been back again. So I want to tell you, we've been getting a lot of requests. And, of course, you know that my goal, Miss Blue, is that I want every single Remix listener to have this deck. Yes, we're going to cover that question, too. So for everyone to have the deck, and I also want for every person to have the deck. There's no reason you shouldn't have this. Go get the deck. If you want to hear it, so you don't just hear it from me, Miss Blue, this is the divine deck. Understand that. If you're hearing this message, you're supposed to have a deck, period. That's it. This was set up, and that's coming, LaBlue. This was set up before any of us was ever conscious to it. So go there, take a look. It is a way to keep your magic current. It is a way that you can begin to do these things for yourself. A sister called in last show and gave an amazing testimony that she thought that the cards were really being able to help her move forward, which the cards were helping her move forward, but she understood that the cards were really just mirroring her thoughts. That's exactly what the cards are. They are a tool. It's a tool. The cards are a tool. It's a reflection of your higher consciousness. That's what it is. So it's really just showing you something tangible of your higher self, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest of you and everything connected with you. And it helps you to build your psychic muscles. I get testimony from everyone all day, every day. They say, I carry my deck with me, but I've noticed since I've been working with the deck, Miss Blue, when I don't have the deck, now things are just coming to me, and it's easier for me to line up my thoughts. And that's exactly it, because you have built those psychic muscles up, and the cards help you do it. Now, the cards can be shipped anywhere on the planet. If you have a place, we can get it to you. It is an amazing company that I'm working with. It is an amazing company that I'm here working with that have shipped the cards. They do a great job of tracking them, sending them international all over the world, and people have begun to get it. And amazing opportunity getting it to you in a very, very good fashion. Here's the deal. The cards go out once a week. Otherwise, Miss Blue and Sister Munya would be even more cuckoo than we already are if we tried to send these out every single day. It's just way too much going on for that. So we send them out once a week. So the best thing to do is to send it when you want to place your order for the deck, go do it. Place your order. So you're going to get it. Now, this is not some deck that's just sitting there waiting. This is really divine. When you place the order for the deck, that spiritual message gets sent out into the universe, and that deck gets created just for you, just for you. That's who the deck is created for. This is not some Miss Blue got this warehouse of all these decks just sitting here, and when somebody wants to order it, I'm going to send you one. It didn't work that way. This is divinely made for you. So when you place the order, you get the deck, and the deck gets package and it gets sent to you. Now, along with that, in this portion of the deck, you actually get through email. Sister Munya sends it out to you, and you'll get it through Question for Blue. What you will get is you will get, drum roll please, you get an hour-long audio, not just of talk, but of me telling you. So whether you're a novelist at this, whether I have spiritual readers who've been doing readings longer than Miss Blue age, or I should say older than me, they are now incorporating this, and this has become one of their favorite decks to work with when they're doing their readings and they're doing their sessions. So they are working with this deck, and they are loving it. So it doesn't matter. I have babies working with this deck. I have mothers telling me that their 7-year-old son pulled the card. Their 6-year-old son is pulling a card. Their daughters are pulling cards. And they're all pulling cards to begin to work with this deck. So there's no learning curve because it works off of your energy. That's what it works off of. It works off of your energy. That's what it works off there. So I want to encourage you guys to get the deck and begin to work with this energy because this is what we've been talking about. I started talking about this last year. And now we're in the time. Well, the time has really passed for some of us, but we're in the time at this particular moment to begin to start to harness and to begin to start to work with this energy. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, the heartbeat frequency of 2013, and begin to align ourselves with this energy. Let's see. Let's see. All right, so we have our hashtag tonight. We want to go ahead and give a big shout-out for Esther. Big shout-out for Esther for getting that hashtag for us over on Twitter. So #remixheartbeat. So that's the hashtag is actually the #remix. Heartbeat, and that's what it is. Let me send somebody a private message because I think maybe they're a little confused. Little confused here. All right, so here we go. We're going to dance. We're going to dance, and we're going to get ourselves ready because we got a lot of work we're going to be doing tonight, a lot of fun, funky things that we're going to be doing tonight, and just really getting into this energy. So welcome, everyone, to the remix. As we get ready to get into the share tonight, we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get into, wait a minute, you guys, I hope this is here. Say it isn't so. Let's see if it's so. Say it isn't so. I know my song better be here. Let me look for it. Miss Blue's over here threatening the board. I know my song better be here. Let me see where it is. Let me see where that song is. In the meantime, 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix, for the remix, for the remix, for the remix. I don't see it, and I'm so sad about that. I don't see my song, so you know what that means. We're going to talk for just a moment. We're going to talk for just a moment here, just a moment, just to make sure we can get this where we need it to be, how we need it to be, and the way we need it to be, live in the remix. I want to tell you guys this. Check it out. Readings this week. Has been amazing. It really has. It has been amazing readings this day. You know, we're in a very, very particular time right now. And this is a big part of what's going to be going on tonight as well, is the energy that is upon us. We've been talking about this energy for quite some time. And as the rest of the planet sort of kind of gets themselves situated in it, for those of us who've been conscious to it, this is some energy that really we've been moving into since last year. You know, I always can remember what Brother Bobby Hemmett said, you know, 2013, we've been in 2013 events for so long, because we know the calendar is off. We know that is off. We can really go by the alignments of different things that are in the planet. And, you know, we can really begin to see this. I've even got a lot of reports this week from people telling me that a lot of things are going on. They're having a hard time focusing at this particular time. I don't know about you guys. Has anyone been dealing with sort of some focus issues this week, having a hard time focus and really trying to stay on task with things that you're working on or working with? How's that working out for you guys? Someone said, that's always for me. Well, yeah, it can be, you know, in our crazy kind of sexy kind of psycho world that we live in. A lot of times when it's so many, much energy out there, and particularly those of us who are very sensitive to this energy on the planet, it can be a little tricky to try to stay concentrated and try to stay focused and really just get there. So tonight, that's a big part of what we're going to be doing here. Because the big thing, remember I told you guys this a couple of shows ago, that one of the things that was shown to me in the spirit world is that we have entered into a new era. And this era is called Aura Gen. The aura is for the energy. It's for the aura that is permeating from you. You know, we are able to project our auras. It's the first thing people come in contact with, and we also leave residues of these auras everywhere we go and everything that we did. So this aura gen has a lot to do with it. The gen is something that I've been talking about since last year, and that is about bringing the best of the left and the right hemisphere together, which is the genius. So the gen represents the genius, which we all have, the divine genius that lives within us. So no more is it enough to just be strong on the right brain or strong on the left brain. The times that we're in and also beginning to move ourselves into is requiring us that we be very, very, we bring the best of the left hemisphere and the best of the right hemisphere, bringing them both together. This is when the genius shows up. We all know when the genius shows up. We know when the genius is here. We know when the genius comes into play. And so this is the era that we're moving into. And so the crystals that you were able to go get, and I love swimming with the dolphins, and you guys got a chance to go do that. Some amazing reflections you guys gave when swimming with the dolphins and being out there with the dolphins and going into the crystal mansion, you were able to bring that. These are the crystals that really will help you move into this era of the origin here. So just some powerful things. So here's what I want you guys to do, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, I want you to get yourself up, to get ready, so we can dance, you know, shake a little tail feather here, as they say, and get ready, get up out of your seats. We're going to dance a little bit. This is kind of a throwback for some of you. And for some of you, it may be the first time you're hearing this, but it's kind of a throwback, and it's kind of a smooth beat. So you don't have to worry about daddy not hitting that step, or mama don't know how to get the rhythm right. We all are going to be able to jam to this one. So I want you guys to begin to get yourself up. Get up. That's it. You can do it. Stand up. Stand up. Come on. And we're going to jam to the beat. And then after we jam to the beat, we're going to get into some more good stuff. Live in the remix, everyone. Peace and love. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live in the remix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, we're going to get ready, you guys. Just a second here. We're going to get ready. So, yeah, I thought it was going to be ready, but just a second here. I know it's going to be ready. We're going to jam to this and get right into the show. So let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
Oh,
everyone makes me feel so weak. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And yes, I did switch the side. So I am curious. I don't know about you. Can you guys hear me? Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You guys can hear me? Can you hear me nice and loud and clear? That's what I want to know. Can you hear me nice and loud and clear? Oh, thank you so much. All right, you guys. We're live in the mix. And, oh, no. Don't say it isn't so. So you can hear me. You can't hear me. You can't. Oh, no, we can't use Skype. I really prefer to use Skype. So we're going to see if we can use it and see if that is not choppy. Sounds good. I'm going in and out, a little in and out. Is that better? Is that better? A bit choppy now. Well, so much for the Skype dream. I don't know. Skype is just not what it used to be. Now somebody's telling me they hear me nice and loud and clear. So, wow. What are we going to do, people? What are we going to do? All right. Well, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. You guys, I know there are some people who will definitely let me know when it's not getting better. So, welcome to Remix, everyone. 646-652-271 is the number to call. Is the number to call. And, All right. Well, good, 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 good. I'm glad you guys can hear me. I'm glad you can hear me. You can hear me clear? Y'all can hear me. Can you hear me now? All right. Well, all right. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to use Skype, unfortunately. I would prefer to do this, but it's just not working. So, we're going to switch it back. All right, you guys. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to dance one more time while I kind of get myself together over here. And then we're going to get into this. So, let's see what we're going to jam. We're going to do this. We haven't done this in a while, so we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Let me find it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Now. Oh, where is it? Here it is.
Oh. Ain't nobody worried.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. You got a chance to kind of get your boogie on. You got a chance to kind of get your boogie on a little bit as we get ready to just kind of take this journey here tonight. Welcome to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you're live in the remix. And tonight, we're talking about the heartbeat frequency of 2013, because this is the energy that we're going to be moving into at this particular time. I've been talking about it ever since last year, and so much of it has already come to pass, and a lot more is still yet to come. So the first thing that I want to talk about, why we're talking about what is so important about the heartbeat, and the significance of just understanding the time that we're in at this particular time, and also the origin, the new era that we're coming into at this particular time. It's important because we're talking about lining up or merging energies. So even when we begin to think about the auras, and merging our auras together to really sort of kind of express ourselves on a very true and authentic level, as well as aligning those things up when it comes to our left and our right hemisphere. That is the genius in us. So this is about all of this energy lining up. And one of the things that we know, and this has been a prophecy that has been predicted not only by the Mayans, but many, many different ancient cultures. When Brother Wayne Chandler was on the show a while back, he talked about this, that it really wasn't just the Mayans prophecy that everyone seems to tend to focus on, that there are many prophecies out there that really kind of take us to this particular point. And in that show, Brother Wayne Chandler gave us exactly what we needed to do to begin to align ourselves up with that energy. And that's a big part of his work and everything that he does, will do, and continue to do. And tonight, we're also going to be getting ourselves into this divine alignment as well. So one of the things that I want to start out by talking about is not only is the heartbeat important, because we know that there's a couple of things that you must have in this reality, and that is breath, and that is the breath, which is the air, you have to have that, and water, those two components. These are also the two components that you must have as well in feng shui. It is based off of air and water. That's what feng shui literally means. It is about the air. It's about the air and the water. It is about the life force energy. Our ancestors spent so much time really kind of working with this energy when it comes to life force energy, kundalini energy, whatever you want to call it, shakti energy. This is all about life force energy and about being able to harness and to use this life force energy for your greatest good. And this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. Well, one of the things, the organs in our body, that plays a very, very key and important role in this transformation, in this life force, is the heart, is the heartbeat. And we know that just about everything science has been working with that can tell you has a heartbeat. Now, the earth actually has its own heartbeat as well. This is something that science has even documented, that earth has a heartbeat. Just like you have a heartbeat, earth has a heartbeat. And so we're going to be talking about that. The heart is the drum major. It leads. The heart is what leads you. So you know we always talk about lead with your heart, you know, follow your heart, because the heart is the drum major. That's who's up front. You know how when you've seen all of the major bands, particularly, you know, like Grambling State University, and you hear Florida A&M getting down, the drum major is who takes them in. Particularly since it's football season, you're going to see a lot of bands out there. But who's always up front? The drum major. The heart is the drum major. It is what takes you and propels you and leads you out front. It sets the tempo. It sets the tempo for what's going on. It sets that rhythm of what's going to be happening. You see, it's setting the tempo and it's setting the rhythm for what is going on. This is why your heart resides in your tempo, which is your body. So it sets the tempo or the rhythm for your body. So everything is based off of this heartbeat. Crystals work with the rhythm of the heartbeat. That frequency that the earth gives off is what is permeated into making crystals and making everything that exists on the planet. So I wanted to start talking about this rhythm, starting to talk about this tempo, and starting to talk about the earth and the drum major of the heartbeat. So some of the things to know about that, you guys are too funny. So one of the things that I also want to let you guys know about how the earth actually is able to maintain this heartbeat. Now, this is something that scientists have been studying for quite a while, but they know at the core, at the center of the earth, you can hear the heartbeat. Just recently, NASA has actually known that you could actually fly to the moon and you can actually measure the heartbeat coming off of the planet Earth. But now what they're finding out is that heartbeat, not only can you measure that energy, but the energy of the heartbeat, you're being able to see that from space. So they can even see it now. But before, they could track it, they can kind of sense it, but now they can see it. So what actually keeps the Earth's heartbeat pumping? What keeps it at its tempo? What keeps it at its rhythm? How does it continuously keep the rhythm or the pace that it's going off of? It works almost exactly like your heart. Now, something else that you guys want to know, and we'll talk about this some more in a minute, is that the earth, just like us, suffers from heartaches. So just like we have heart pains, heartaches in our lives, different things from relationships, from families, from things that happen to us, the earth has its heartache, too. I want to kind of back up a little bit because I think I kind of got ahead of myself because I want to talk about the significance with you and your heart and some of these heartaches that we'll be dealing with. Well, I guess I'll go into that in just a moment. It is really about understanding what's in your heart. Really what's in your heart, really about going into your heart, particularly now, particularly at this particular time where things are merging themselves together. We know that the planets are beginning to merge together and they're beginning to line themselves up. So this is really, I'm not taking for granted the times that we're in. You know, I'm just confident in the knowledge that I know that I'm sharing with you, how you can begin to line yourself up with the planets and the universe. So I'm not taking for granted because if you were to take a look at what's going on at the planet right now, or even just go to Yahoo or go to Google right now or cut on the news or CNN, you will see that many of these things that I talked about last year is propelling themselves now. Lots of fire, lots of passion. People are being moved to do things from their heart, and they're really, really scared. So a lot of negative things are happening. People are really, really scared. I don't care how much we talk about 2012, but this date, as we get closer and closer to December the 21st of 2012, people are becoming scared. They're becoming scared. They're really acting like volcanoes. All of this energy that's building up inside of them that they have not released from themselves, then they're finding a cause. They're finding groups. We talk about groups. They're finding the courage to expel this energy, and they're using all kinds of means, a lot of times of violence, to get this energy out. So some of them are fighting, and they're rioting, and they're doing these things and maybe not even conscious as to why they're participating in it. So you got to see that. You really have got to see that. And some people are saying at that they're seeing these things go on at their workplace. They're seeing them amongst their family members. There are feuds going on between people who love themselves. It is all kinds of things because of this energy. When energy resonates itself all over the planet, it's almost like going into the club. You know how cigarette smoke is in there? You ain't got to smoke to get filled up with smoke. So it's important that you begin to learn how to attune yourself and tap into your own divine energy. Because these are some of the very same things. And this is why the heart becomes so stressed out. It becomes so stressed. We act tough, but in our hearts, it's a really different story. So it's real easy to play tough, but on the inside, what's truly going on in our hearts is completely different. So this is the energy that we're aligning ourselves up with. And again, I will say to you, I'm not unaware of what's going on. I'm not living in a crystal bubble. I know these things are happening, but I'm just very confident about the energy that's going on and how to begin to line yourself up with this energy. So tonight is really about this energy, how to begin to align yourself up with this divine energy. And we're going to do it through that portal. It's the place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. It is the portal of the heart. The ancient mystery systems all tell you. The ancient systems all tell you that the way in is only through the heart. Only through the heart. And how you can begin to go in is the heart, is you have to begin to heal. You have to begin to do the healing within the heart. And for those of you who have been through the Kim Business class, you know that we have the Emerald Tablet reading, which I do exclusively only for those who go through the Kim Business class. And this is really all about the different portals in the heart. So this is the time to really go within, to go deep and really release all of these negative things that's within your heart. I know that you guys can begin to see a lot of the negativity that's going on in the world today. What's happening is that the earth, the planet, the cosmos, the universe is waking up. And this is the time that we're all beginning to get ourselves aligned. We are crystallizing our reality. And last week, you know, we went into the crystal mansion and you guys got to get your crystals and you were able to get those crystals and bring them back with you. These are the crystals that will help you move into the new era of the Aura Gen that's connected to the genius within you. So this is about really bringing the whole self together. Everything is about bringing this whole self together and the healing. And the healing. So I'm very excited. The vision quest that we're going to be doing tonight is really going to tap into and take us into that particular energy so that you can line yourself up in a very, very divine way. It's a couple of things that I need you guys to do. And I need you, every single one of you who are listening, and it doesn't matter when you listen to the show, if you're listening now, if you're listening a month from now, if you're listening in the morning, if you're listening 20 years from now, that this will be held in this sacred space for you so that you can always come back here and you can revisit these things. One of the things that's really important when it comes to being able to get down to the heart of the matter, getting into those things, matter, which is connected with mother, which is connected with getting into the heart, is that first you have to be completely honest. That's the first step. Being honest and being authentic, because this is also a part of the journey. And a lot of times, it's hard to be honest. I hear you guys' story every single week. I hear them, and there were even some readings this week that really just brought me to tears. And it's been a long time since that's happened to Miss Blue, that I was just moved to tears, not so much just about the human side of it, but really being able to feel the energy that was living in their hearts. So the readings this week was mainly about heartaches, heartaches about men and heartaches about women. Typically, when we think about heartaches, a lot of times we think just women. But I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm not going to go into this particular channel right now because we have a lot of things that we still need to cover tonight, and I want us to get to all of these. But one of the things that I know, that there are select people on the planet that are acting as guardians to the heart. Guardians to the heart. And the guardian to the heart, and I finally was able, after going into some deep vision class and really just tapping into some very divine channels, one of the things that was shown to me that was crystal clear is that something that I couldn't see, but it began to just really, really begin to make sense to me, is that the true guardians of the heart, of that energy center of the heart, was the man. The guardian of the heart is the black man. That's who guards the heart. Now, I know that's a little out there for some of you, but trust me on this. You'll begin to see how this begins to unfold for you, and so that you can see. Now, when we start to look at the different systems, one of the things that this reality wants to tell you so much about our brothers is that they do not have a heart. That they are cold-blooded. That is so not true. The guardian of the heart is not even the black woman. The guardian of the heart that takes the licks, that takes the blows, that takes the pain is our brothers. I'm going to take you back, and many of you know this story. You know this story because our ancestors left it for us, and it's about the god Geb. The god Geb is the god over the earth. But what happened is over time, what happened is they took the god from off of the earth and put him in the sky, and that is what later became your Jesus. And then they put the woman into the ground. See, it is the goddess Nut who is the sky goddess. She was the one who was on top of Geb. Geb was the guardian over the earth. He was the guardian over the earth. And so when you began to look at many of the mythologies, you know, I often wondered, like, why do we always say Mother Earth? But when we go back and we look at our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet, it was Geb, the god over the earth. Geb was over earth. The heart chakra is green. The Incredible Hulk, the heart. You understand? That is the heart. When you think about that, the green chakra. The green energy center. And anything that is green, I want you to begin to just think about how they begin to show you through our stories, because we know this is one of the great ways that they use. They use movies. They use television. This is how they begin to play out the mythology here. They always connect that green energy, that green light is connected with something very strong and very big, just like our brother Michael, who just made his transition, walking the green mile. He was one of the heart guardians. just like America getting on this kick that got the whole world getting on, going green. Everyone is going green. They want you to go green. So what does that mean? What does it mean for all of these things to begin to happen, particularly when it comes to those things of understanding and looking at it this way? This is never about boy meets girl. We live on a blue planet. We live on the blue planet, but we know the earth is green. We know the earth is green. We have the god Geb, who was the god over the earth. He was the god over the earth and really took people into the underworld. Geb was the god before there was an Osiris, before Osiris was even there. He even worked with the god Heru. It was Geb before that. One of the children before Tefnut and Shu, of Tefnut and Shu, it was Geb. He was there. He was the first god to take you into the underworld because he was the god over the earth. So, studying these myths, and this was something that Siva Huru, who's been on the remix quite a few times, always shared with me that was important. When you study how our people were, you can begin to get a sense of understanding. Now, I'm giving you sort of my interpretation of this, but I encourage all of you to go back and study these myths because they are important for times now. It is not some faded away wisdom that never comes back around. We are living these myths now. We are living it at this very moment. So the guardians for the heart has always been a brother and will continue to be our brothers. The heart, when the heart is aching, it gets expressed in our weather. You understand? So earthquakes, it was even said that the god Geb, when he would laugh, it would cause earthquakes on the planet. You know? So yeah, someone in the chat room, Brother Obsidian, said, Father Earth, Father Time. But what happened is once there was a shift in the consciousness and they wanted to take away the feminine expression, they took the feminine goddess out of the sky and put her in the earth and put the god in the sky. Well, that's how a lot of that got shifted around. But if we go back to our ancestors out of Kemet, Geb is the earth god. When the volcanoes are happening around the planet, and we see this, there was just some volcanoes that erupted just the other day. This is the earth venting. Venting. This is the venting of the earth. So even scientists have said that to measure the heartbeat of the earth, whenever, because, you know, a lightning strikes the planet, I don't even know, like a couple of thousand times a day. It's always lightning going on the planet. And for those of you who have the Kim deck, you know that that's a very significant card in the Kim deck that tells you of the lightning to pay attention to signs of symbol. It is the lightning power card, card number 12. So when the lightning strikes the earth, what happens is it causes a ripple effect, and that ripple effect begins to wrap itself around the planet, and this is how the energy of the heartbeat just keeps thumping and moving and vibrating and working itself along. It's a part of the releasal part. And we know that all of these things can be difficult, especially in the times that we're living in now. One of the things I want to call your attention to, and this is something that can make you smile. It doesn't matter what has happened to you in your life, whether it was when you were 2 or when you were 52. And we've talked about this on the remix, and I've shared this. This is a big part of the work that I do, is that we travel in soul groups. We travel in soul groups. That means your mama, that means your daddy, that means your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, your aunts, your kids, your neighbors, that person on your job. These are people in your soul group, including me. So every single person that is listening to the remix, over 1 million of you, we have traveled together in soul groups over lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. I know this. I deal with the Akashic Records on a day-to-day basis. I go into the Akashic Records and I see that, and many of you have bear witness to it from your own Akashic Record reading. So some people who are having conflicts with their children recognize that in a past life, their children used to be their cousins. Their children used to be their wife, their husband, brother, sister. These relationships and in our soul groups, they get intertwined. They change. Why is that important to know now as we begin to get into this frequency of 2013? It's important to understand that these experiences that we're here on a subconscious level, not on the conscious level, we chose these soul groups. I have spoken to babies before they were born, and they have told me that who is going to be their mothers and fathers. I have talked to mothers who are pregnant with their baby. Sister Manya can bear witness to this. Her baby, baby Nai-Nai, with Sister Manya and baby Nai-Nai are in the deck. Nai-Nai told her exactly what she was going to, she told me what she was going to look like, and she told Sister Manya exactly what labor was going to be like for her. And it turned out exact what she told us. So this is how you know we choose our soul groups. And this has happened for many of you who've had readings from me that you were also with child. You can communicate with your child. There's a show that I did called Nurturing the Unborn Child. It's an excellent book, by the way, and some study and research that the doctor did about the child while they're still in the womb. So these soul groups that we have chosen these soul groups. And on some levels, we have chosen some of these experiences that we're gone through. You guys have heard me talk about my experience of being kidnapped twice in my life. Well, I understand because of the work that I do, the work that I'm going to do, why that was an experience that I experienced in this lifetime. When you can begin to look at that, and I'm not telling you every situation is going to be very easy, because trust me, I have my own that I struggle with. But when you begin to look at them, not through your physical eyes, not your 2 physical eyes, but your 3rd eye. That's why even in India, they put that red dot on the 3rd eye. Because that red dot on the 3rd eye, what they used to do in ancient times when you would approach a person, and some of them still practice this today, it forces you to look at the person's aura. See, because their aura is going to tell you what their eyes do not reveal. It is important to know the aura. This is why this era that we're moving into, the aura gen, is so important to understand that. Because your aura holds all of these memories. They hold all of these past lives. So when you guys are calling in and I do past life readings for you over the air, like I did last show, or we're talking about different colors and your auras, all of these things hold this energy. That is one of the fields. There's many that I read from, but that's one of the fields that I actually read this divine information that is there, your aura. You hold this in your aura. You hold your pain in your aura. You hold it there. It doesn't have to be there, but you hold it there. The heart center is that main portal. Remember, the drum major is the one that's out front. So truth be told, I don't care what you see a person doing, they are leading with their heart. A lot of times when you lead with your heart and you're leading from a position of pain or you're leading from the position of being the victim, it doesn't always go so well. Because when you begin to get yourself into your temple, the temple of your heart, then you no longer will be the victim. You see, you no longer will be the victim. And it doesn't matter. I see some people saying, I put an invisible shield around mine. Well, maybe the average person can't see that, but Miss Blue can see that. That's a part of the work that I do. And many of you, even though you're not doing this per se, you still can do it. We all have the ability. This is what I'm telling you. It's a really good point, but some serious shit right now. People can see through that. This is the time that we're moving into. They can see that. This is the time where all of that is coming out, yes, crystal clear, because your aura gen is there. When you tap into that energy of the aura gen, it does not lie. Let me ask you, when was the last time you've seen pain? I guarantee you every single person out there can say they have seen pain today. You have looked in someone's face, if it wasn't your own. You have passed someone in the grocery store. You bumped into them at work. You sit across from them at school. You're looking in their face right now. They're looking in your face right now. When was the last time you've seen pain? It's there. It can't be hide. You understand? You see it all the time. You can see it. You can feel it. You can taste it. You can smell it. You can even smell it. So know that despite those senses that are there, that are very powerful senses, don't even be fooled by that. Recognize that the origin is there. When the genius shows up, you understand? When you can feel the origin, stop looking into physical eyes and stop looking into a person's eyes. Stop listening in their eyes. We listen too much into what we see. Start looking through the origin. We know what pain feels like. We know what anger feels like. We know what depression feels like. We know what sadness feels like. All of these things. And what is happening, if you begin to look around just this week, and I've certainly seen it in reading, it's been a lot of joy, it's been a lot of love, but it's been pain. One thing I want you to know this is that we come to experience all of this. See, that's the higher side. We come to experience all of this. Absolutely all of this is a part of the experience on some level. We came to experience it. This is life here. You don't have to lay or stay in that place. But a lot of these things you have most of you, or you will experience it. How do you move through these things? Because this is the number one thing, and I hear you guys in the chat room saying that a lot of these things are very draining on you. You know, I was dealing with someone the other day in a session, and they were telling me that staying with their mother is so draining. That their mother is so draining to them that they couldn't do it. That it was just such a negative environment, they couldn't do anything about it. But oftentimes what happens is that we have these situations or these things that happen to us, and we fall into what is known as the victim. And we know that there's only one thing that can become of a victim. A victim is waiting to be rescued. That's why you're a victim. You're waiting on someone to come save you. So what happens is, very strong, very strite. Oh, all of a sudden, we go from hating a situation to becoming the situation or becoming a victim of it. You are not your circumstances. You are not what happened to you at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. For some of you, it's 30 or 40. You're not that. You're not your environment. You're not any of that. You're not any of those things. And you don't have to be a victim either. You don't have to be a victim. It is important that you learn how to get these things out. Get them out so you don't become the volcano. Get them out so you don't have these heart attacks. You understand? So you don't get caught in the circle jerk. So you don't have all of this heartache wearing you down. That's important. That's important. And know that you're doing these things for yourself. A lot of times when we can truly see things in our heart, then we can find the reflection in the world. It's going to show us that reflection. So again, it can't be tricked. If you come into your house and you are in a happy, joyous mood, everyone in that house has no other choice. They're going to really kind of follow that energy. That reflection is going to be there if it is coming from your heart. The pain is designed to really, sometimes, and I want you guys to hear this, the pain is really designed to keep your ass uncomfortable so that you can keep working. Because if everything was 100% glorious and happy and cheerful for you, half of you would not be here. You'd be sitting up in church somewhere or somebody else's church, clapping your hands and smiling. You wouldn't be doing nothing. So even pain can be divine. Now, Miss Blue is not going to tell you that I solely 100% believe that the only way that you can grow and move yourself out of a situation is through pain. I don't believe that. Because I know that coal turns into a diamond under pressure. I get that. But I also know that the pearl grows nice and safe and sound inside the very cozy confinements of the oyster, too. It is a balance. You should not want to only do things when your ass is in pain because that is forcing you. My number one saying and a realization, a revelation that I had was if nothing else moves you, life will. That's why I say that. And you guys have heard Baby Blue say that for years. You don't want to move? You ain't got to move. But life is going to move your ass. See, because this is a school that we all agreed to come to, and we, you just like you can't stay in the first grade, You can't stay in the first grade. You eventually got to take your ass to second grade, and then on to third grade, and then on to fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade for some states, and then you have to graduate. But when you don't work out in a while, what happens is you have to start up again, and the pain has to remind you it's been a while. It's just like going to the gym. Now, I can tell you, you guys remember when I was on my Zumba kick? Zumba, 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 Zumba. I was doing Zumba every day. Ooh, Zumba. Ooh, Zumba. I stopped doing Zumba for a couple of months. Tried to get back out there and do Zumba. Oh, that pain reminded me, you ain't did Zumba in a while. So that's the same way. It's important to continue to do the work. It's so important to continue to do this work, to do your work. Relationships. A lot of time, pain. Let me tell you why. Because you have a history. You have a soul connection with people that you're in these relationships. Relationships are here to help you with lessons. So you're going to have pain. I don't know anybody who's in a relationship that didn't have pain. If you're in a relationship and there is absolutely no pain, I need you to please stand the hell up. Stand up now. And I'm talking about starting with yourself, because the first relationship is with you. So I want you to tell me when you've been in the relationship and you ain't had no pain. It's pain there. It's pain that we're willing to go through. It's pain that we're willing to work through. You guys are crazy. It's pain because some things are not working out. What are you not working out? It's like going to the gym and all you do is leg crunches. And then all of a sudden you get this happy feed and you want to go to the gym and you want to show everybody in the gym, and I'm talking to brothers mainly right now, how much weight you can bench press. Now, you know you ain't been working your arms, but you want to be the big man. You want to show everybody how much you can bench press. You want to grab and tell them, go ahead, put some more bars on. I was in the gym working out, and I've seen a brother do this, trying to show out for sisters. Yeah, man, go ahead, put some more weight on there. Put some more weight on there. Next thing you know, the bar done fell down and almost cracked his old throat open. In a relationship, you have to constantly be working your ass out. You can't just work your legs and think your back is good. You can't just work your arms and then think your legs is good. You have to work all of it. For real, he almost cracked his neck, you know. Then he was over there, you know, because he was talking about he ain't need no spotter. Oh, wow. So these things take work. It takes a lot of work to do this. You don't get to get to a place here and sit down, because that would be called skipping. And we all know what happens when you skip school and you skip class. Eventually, your ass get caught skipping. You can't skip. So tonight, no skipping. If you hear, you ain't allowed to skip. You ain't allowed to go outside and hang out with your friends in the back of the school. You ain't allowed to do that. You're not allowed to just roam the hallways. No, 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 no. You're not allowed to skip class. You got to come and get your ass in the class and sit down, because tonight we're after pain. That's what we're after. We're going to work out till it hurts. I'm going to be the coach, and you guys get to work out, and I'm working out with you. So in the famous words of a, let me see what grade, in the famous words of a ninth grade student, brace yourself. Brace yourself. Because we're going to be embracing the pain tonight. Yes, brace yourself, fool. And we may even do some heart readings tonight, which I don't do. But we may even go into the Emerald Tablet heart readings tonight, if we have the time to do that. Oh. All right, you guys. We're going to do heart readings tonight, not the Emerald. We can't do that. But we'll do heart readings. And we're going to start. So the first thing that we have to do when it comes to pain is you got to recognize that it hurts. You understand? You got to recognize. So if we're on a 3-mile run and it starts to hurt, you got to keep running. You got to keep running. You got to keep going. You got to keep moving. You have to keep working. You have to recognize the pain. So this is definitely where it is. You have to release that and allow this all to come up, allow these things to open themselves up, and keep in mind. Because I'm not so conscious that I don't have a bad thought. You know, sometimes we think that because we're conscious, we can't have a bad thought, you know? We can't say bad things. We can't say that shit right there was foul. We can't say that. We think, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, we can't say that. But we can't have these thoughts, you understand? But you have to begin to be very, very honest and authentic with yourself. Again, another alignment tool is the Know Your Magic audio workbook. By the way, big ups to all of you who invested in yourself on that this week, along with the other thousands of you who have invested in that. But we're going to get real naked right now. We're literally going to get naked. So here's what I want everyone to do. And I need you guys to do this with me. I want you to begin right now, just kind of think to yourself right now. I want you to think of all of these things that you want to get rid of. Thoughts that you want to get rid of. Thoughts that you no longer want to have. These are thoughts that you don't want to have. These are thoughts that you want to simply dump. Because we're going to dump it now. We're going to dump that shit. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to dump it. Because in order for us to really get into this work of the heart, we have to begin to dump it. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the Dump It. Dump It is a channel that came to me, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this. It's a channel that came to me. I'm not going to go into the long story, but it's a channel that came to me to really create this sacred space of where people can actually go and dump this shit. You know what I mean? Somebody cuts you off in line, and you just want to get real pissed off. And you want to say something to them, but, you know, of course. It's a higher lesson here. It's a higher lesson. It's a bigger lesson here. So you don't cut them out right away. By the way, your children are with you. And so you're looking at this person and you're thinking to yourself, ooh, you just don't know. So a lot of times we kid ourselves and say, oh, that didn't bother me. Oh, no, that didn't bother me. But you go to work and you're talking about it all damn day. Whoa. Sorry about that, you guys. That wasn't supposed to go there. And you're talking about it to your coworkers. You're talking about it to your friends. and you're just saying it over and 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 over again. The person cut me off, the person said this, and ultimately what ends up happening, and I want you guys to see this because we've talked about this on other shows, you end up leaving a part of your spirit with that shit. So when someone pisses you off, when someone makes you angry, when you have these negative thoughts and you start to project your energy into it, two things are going to happen. You're either going to become angry or you're going to become a damn victim. That's it. Angry or victim. And we have seen this being perpetuated in 2012, at the end of 2011, and now into 2012, the rage is there. You're either finding a whole bunch of victims or you're finding people who are in rage, because that's the only two places you're going to go with this energy. You're either going to be in rage or become a victim. And it does. It takes so much out of you, so much out of you. It's draining to you. It is messing up your origin. You can't get into your true, authentic origin because of it. We need to understand that it's important to dump it. So Miss Blue created a space where you can go dump this shit. And many of you who are listening right now have already experienced this, and wow, you guys have borne witness to how it made you feel to have this sacred space where you can go. And here's the cool thing about it. I don't care if you have an Apple phone. I don't care if it's an Android phone. I don't care if you have a Mac. I don't care if you have a PC. If you can get your ass to the internet, you can dump it. And by the way, we're still in the testing phase of dump it. But what the hell? Tonight, we dumping it. We all getting ready to go dump. That's what we're getting ready to do. Everybody is going to get an opportunity to dump. I even want you, if you have BlackBerry phones, because we believe this is going to work for BlackBerries too. It may take a little bit longer to load for BlackBerry, so just bear that in mind. But you're going to get an opportunity to go dump. And here's what I want you to do. Everybody in the sound of my voice, I want you to go dump. And let me tell you where you're going to dump, what you're going to do, and when you get there. And you can dump as much as you want. We were going to wait on this, and I've even spoke to the developer, who is an amazing brother named Chris, and he told me, he said, Ms. Blue, I don't know if you want to dump it out there tonight, if you want to just put it out there, but what the hell, we're going to go for it, because you know me, I'm a risk taker. I like to take risks. I do. I like to walk on the wild side. I like to be psycho, sexy, cool. So we're going to dump it tonight. That's what we're going to do. We're working it out tonight. We're going to dump it. So I want you to think about all of those things that you, Jay Wood, I want you to think about all of those things that you need to dump. And, you know, I want you guys to dump so much from all over the world. I just want you to dump. So the developer is telling me now, oh, no, I hope it doesn't crash. I don't care. I want to dump it. Because before we can get into this vision quest, we got to let some of this shit out. We got to let it out. We got to dump. And I want you to talk to your children. I want you to talk to the people around you. I want you to talk to the people around you. Even in feng shui, you have to declutter first before you go in. You have to dump it first before we can honestly and authentically go in. So here goes. Here's the website. Now, you're going to have to put it in and make sure you get it up in your browser, where it says https, semicolon, /, that kind of thing. So we're doing some defragging here tonight. We're working it out in a big way. So you're going to go to www.dumpitasap.com. So dump it ASAP. Dump it as soon as possible. Now, once you get to the dump it site, because remember, we're still building this out. We're not, everything is not 100% copacetic here, but we got enough of the mainframe here so that you can see this. If you have Firefox, that's going to be a better browser for you, but it really will work on all browsers. Once you get to dump it, and this is going to change throughout, so for those of you who will keep using it, you will notice that this will change and change until we get it to its original configuration. There is a box there that says dump it ASAP. Underneath it says email address. Put your email address in there. You will see the spinning blue orb, cosmic orb, where you're going to dump. You click right there. The box appears, and I want you to go ahead and dump it. And then just below that, there is a button that you will hit that is going to let you know that you have dumped it. So this is what I want everybody to do right now. I want you to get yourself over to dumpitasap.com, and I want you to dump it. I want you to dump it now. Dump it ASAP. So dump it. That's it. Now, here's something for you guys to know. All emails are kept confidential. The reason why you are dumping it and we're getting your email is because your thoughts will actually get cosmically recycled to you. And so you get an email back. No email addresses are shared. Everything is in the strict confidence. The Dump It team has officially been trained to know exactly what you get back. You are getting back what you put out, but not in the same way. So go ahead and dump it. You're not dumping your email address. This is so your thought can be recycled for you. Trust me, it's going to be a divine experience. All right? So while everyone is dumping in, I'm going to put on a little bit of music. I'm going to put a little bit of music while we're dumping it. Let's see what we can listen to while we are dumping it. When you come back, if you're in the chat room and you have dumped it, put a heart in the room or something and let us know that you have just officially dumped. Okay, and if you're having something when it says page cannot be displayed, a lot of times you're using Internet Explorer, and that's the reason why, but your dump is still going to go through. Trust that. The dump still goes through. It still goes through. You can do it again if you want. If you have more than one thought, that's what I want you guys to do. Just keep dumping it. I see Esther has dumped. Sandra has dumped. Polymar has dumped. Natir, you know I'm going to tear that up, has dumped. Refresh it and try it again. Because what's also happening is we have thousands of people all over the world dumping it. So just refresh, refresh, refresh if you have that. Because sometimes that is keeping it from dumping. That's it. So I want you to dump all of those nasty little stinky thoughts. I want you to dump them. Just dump it. Just dump it. Get rid of them. Get rid of them before we go on the vision quest so we can get down to some real work. We're going to play some music. while you dunk it. Gotta keep it real.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. I want you to keep dumping it. It's important. I want you to continue to keep dumping it. I see many of you have dumped. Whoa, lots of you have dumped. Oh, my goodness. Keep dumping it. Whatever it is, dump it. Get rid of it. Don't hold it, but just dump it. Just dump it. You need to release this. Dump it. Just dump it. I want you to keep dumping it. That's it. Just keep dumping. I see many of you, if you're not able to get in, it's just because so many people are dumping. And I see some of you have dumped 5 times, 7 times, 4 times, just right, as many times as you need. I want you guys to keep dumping it. www.dumpitasap. Yes, yes. Yes, you're going to have to refresh a lot of times. Remember, there's thousands of people trying to get into this dump it. And so this is just really the first official test rollout. We did a pre-rollout earlier today where I sort of kind of hand-selected some of you to just work with dumping it. And I want to thank you guys for that so that you were able to dump it, just to get rid of it, to dump it, to let it go. To let it go. And yes, dump it. Awesome. Awesome. Yes. The dump it team is there. Everyone is on standby. We see you. Whoa. We see you guys dumping it. So how did that feel? I'm curious to know. We're going to talk about a lot of this after we get ready to do the vision quest. But I want to know, how did it feel to dump it, to let it go? To really just release it from yourself. These thoughts, we know that our thoughts create our reality. Thoughts that we think, words that we think today are creating our thoughts for tomorrow. So I hear wonderful. It felt wonderful to dump it. Awesome. You guys are loving it. Earlier today, just a good feeling, very refreshing. You were able to release it. It was wonderful. It was powerful. These are some of the things that you guys are saying right now about dump it. I want you to know that everything that you dump here is going to be kept in a very sacred space for you. It's going to be the place for you that you can release these thoughts. Don't hold on to them. Don't allow them to just fester themselves within you. Release these thoughts. It feels really good. I hear you guys. I hear you with the dump it. I want you to keep dumping. Some of us have a lot of things to dump, and that's okay. Some days will be better than others, and others won't, you see. But we need to dump. Dump it. That's right. That's right. Yes. No, it's not getting stinky in here because we've dumped it. We've dumped it all. We let it go. So that's where you want to let it go. You want to let all of those things go. You want to let it go. We're going to get ready to really get into those energies of the heart chakra and align ourselves up for this. And so oh, so funny. So, yes, I want you guys to know that you can dump it. Know that you can go here anytime and you can dump it. That you can release it and so that you can dump this. That you can let this go. You don't have to keep it. You don't have to hold on to it. You can let it go. Ah, I felt refreshing. It was great words to say. That's right. Sometimes you want to get it out. You just want to say, F that person. You know, when we were testing it out, somebody was like, I hate that SMB. You know, they needed to dump it. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. So let it in. Let it out. Don't hold it in. Dump it. That's right. Dump it. This is the way to get all of these things out. You know, let it out. This is a secure place. It is a divine place. It is where you can dump it. It is a secure place, a divine place, where you can begin to ask it, where you can begin to release these thoughts of yourself, you know, anywhere. And the great thing is, it's accessible from all of these. If you have an iPad, if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android phone, if you have a computer, you can begin to dump it. You can begin to dump it. You can begin to release it from yourself. You don't have to hold on to these things, and it feels so much better. You don't have to carry these things around with you into this energy, into your energy. You don't have to do that. You don't have to let it settle down in your heart. You don't have to allow these things to settle in your heart. Release it from yourself. Release these things from yourself. Just release it. I cannot tell you guys that how it felt so good when I just dumped it, you know, just dump that thought. You know, you want to have a place where you can be free to just express yourself and pure thing, and just release it into the cosmos. Just let it go. Just let that thought go so it can be recycled into something positive for yourself. Dump it. Let it go. Let this go. Let it go. You don't have to hold it. Let it go, you know? So really, a big part of the vision is children. It's like all of these things. Children dumping. You know, I see people all over the world, like I told you, brothers and sisters who have volunteered to say, "Miss Blue, I'll do translation for you. If you need translation help with dumping, we're going to have the whole world dumping it." I even told you, I really look for divine messages and spirits that come, and they'll show up for you. Once I secured everything with dump it, I told you guys, like the day later or 2 days later, Bill Gates was on TV talking about how he was investing in dump it. He was investing in recyclable toilets. The people living in remote countries and foreign lands that didn't have adequate plumbing could have these toilets that would recycle things and dump it. So the same concept, just from the physical to the spiritual. We're working on the spiritual level of it. You know, these are things that you want to get rid of, that you want to. There's a lot of science to back this, a lot of spiritual evidence to back releasing these things from yourself. So it is an honor to really be able to receive this divine channel and work with the amazing brothers and sisters that's helping me put together Dump It ASAP, put this together so that you can dump. The developer who's been working night and day and just working his heart out, the brother Chris, to bring this together. So you're going to see changes on Dump It, but know that it's always going to be that sacred space. We're not selling your email addresses. We're not doing any of those things. Nothing is going to be compromised. It is a place where no judgment is held, where no one is judging you, where no one is pointing the finger at you, where no one is looking at you saying, "How dare you have those thoughts?" No one is doing that, and that's some feedback we got earlier that some of the beautiful sisters and brothers out there said what they loved about Dump It is that they can do this and they don't have to worry about the judgment that comes with it. So this is how you get rid of this, is to dump it, is to really, really dump it. And so even as you guys are out here saying, yes, this is, it's just able to have this physical representation, and you're absolutely right, RD, of letting go. This is the physical representation of letting go so it doesn't take root, so it doesn't begin to bring itself into this physical reality. So it's okay to say what this person did to you. It's okay to say these things, you know. It's okay to say these things. It's okay to say, "F this person today because they did this to me. How dare you say these things to me? How dare you try to insult me?" You have to release these things from yourself. Just dump it and dump it in your language. I don't want to go over here and see I formally am releasing negative thoughts. No one talks like that. If you want to say F it, I want you to say F it. Release it. Release it. Let it go. Don't, this is not the time to be the wizard, as Brother Panic will say. Big shout out to Brother Panic, too. I know he's still doing his magic class, and I know many of you are in it. And you can reach Brother Panic always at panicpack@hotmail.com. But this is not the time to be the wizard. This is for you to dump it. You're doing some real human shit right here so you can get some real other spiritual stuff. So dump it. Let it go. Just let it go. Dump it. No wizards. This is you having a talk with yourself. Dump it. Dump those feelings. So whether that is, I feel like I'm unlovable at this time. I feel like, you know, I can't succeed at anything. Dump the player hater. Whenever the player hater comes up, I want you to go to dumpitasap.com and dump that shit. Dump that player hater. Get rid of the player hater. Get rid of it. Let the player hater go. Anytime the player hater steps in, you want to dump it. You want to get rid of it. Let those thoughts go. And you guys are really dumping, really, really dumping. So I definitely want to get your feedback on the feeling of dumping. We know so much about this. I've been speaking about this for years, and even before I was conscious, that it's about understanding, getting into the feeling, that energy, that releasal. This is how you can do it. And so through Dump It, it allows you to do these things. So I want you guys to keep dumping. And even during the show, there's some shit you need to dump. Dump. Go dump. You can go dump. Okay, thank you, Brooklyn. That's right. Stop the domestic violence against yourself. That's right. If you're tired of being the victim, go dump it. Dump it. You know when you're being the victim. Dump it. Just dump it. So we're going to get ready to go into the vision quest. I see some big things for this dump it, you guys. Real talk. People all over the world are going to be dumping it. I'm telling you, you can say you were right here, a part of this history making. Dump it. We're going to be dumping all over the world. We're going to be dumping in all different countries. People are going to be dumping. And one day you will be able to log into Facebook and see the app that says, you don't want to be here, dump it. You don't like my page, dump. Go dump. You can now tell people to officially go take a dump, and they can dump. They can release it. And sometimes it's necessary. Before you get ready to deal with your kids, I know you love them, but you dump all of that stuff. Before you deal with your mate, your husband, dump all of that shit. Before you deal with your wife, that sometimes get on your nerves, dump that shit. Damn, my wife be getting on my nerves. Damn, this nigga be pissing me off. Dump it. Get rid of it. It's just thoughts that we have sometimes. But you don't want to hold those thoughts. Dump it. Dump it. If you're working with children, you say, damn, these badass kids in school. Dump that. Dump that. So there you go. Dump all of those thoughts. All of those thoughts that you want to get rid of. Jay Wood, yes, dump it. That's right. And you'll feel so much better, so much better. Just dump it. This is what's going on right now out in the world. These are people that didn't have a place to go dump. So now they're doing all of these crazy shits because they can't dump it. Now you can dump it. Yes, Keith. Dump it. So there you go. You want to begin to dump it. You want to begin to release these things. And it's important that we do this. Free therapy, exactly. And then someone else said, I actually feel better. Yes. Yes, it really, 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 it feels so much better. So like I said, I'm going to be working with many of you and reaching out to you to be work with me with the Dump It team, you know, because this is something that we will have. Dump It is going to be everywhere, I'm telling you. You're going to be walking into McDonald's and they're going to have a little sign over there that says, hey, you can come dump it. Dump it. Everybody going to be dumping it. Just thought I'd make you guys laugh. But yes, Dump It is going to be everywhere, and it's so necessary in the times that we're in. You know, we know what thoughts do. You know, even our medical doctors here in the West and have known for eons in the East and other all other parts is that disease and all of these things start in the mind. And so before, like it was said in the room from RD, before these things begin to take root, you dump it. Don't hold on to these thoughts. Don't let them fester with inside of you. Let them go. Let them go. Dump it. So I just am so excited for all of the Remix family to come with me on this journey so that we can dump. So now, here's what I want us to do, because we're going to get into the vision quest. And then we're going to open up the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And I want you guys to begin to do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, dump that negative self-talk. Anytime the player hater shows up, dump it. Dump it. Just dump. So we're going to get ready to do the vision quest. We're going to get ready to do the vision quest. And we're going to get ready to do the vision quest. So what I want everyone to do, because in this particular vision quest, you're going to need to be sitting straight up. So find yourself a place and sit yourself straight up. Call in if you can. I'm getting reports that the phone lines is full. You can cuss yourself out. If you want to cuss yourself out, dump it. If that's how you're, whatever is coming in, that's what you dump. So however, so here, let's get ready for the vision quest. I want you to sit straight up wherever you are. If you're driving or operating heavy machinery, pull over. Pull over and, you know, just pause for a moment. Because we're going to do a vision quest, and in this particular vision quest, we're actually going to be able to get ourselves. All the phone lines are full. Okay, that's fine. We'll get to the phone lines in a minute. But I want you guys to get yourself in a position where you're sitting straight up. And in this particular vision quest, we're actually going to be traveling to the heartbeat of the planet. So that's where we're going to be going, to the heartbeat of the planet. And this is really about this alignment. We know the alignment, the cosmic alignment is happening. Venus is taking her rightful position as the morning star. And all of these things are beginning to line themselves up. Mars and all the other planets out there are lining themselves up. And so now it's time for us to begin to get ourselves in alignment. What's important before this alignment is that we begin to dump it. And so this dumping it is really, this is important because you're clearing out the debris, clutter. You know, it's like trying to walk down a hallway with all kinds of things on the floor. So this dump it is really important that you dump all of these things before you go into this vision quest. So right now, if you haven't dumped everything, then I want you to dump it. Go dump it. www.dumpit.com. Dump, D-U-M-P, I-T, ASAP, A-S-A-P, and for those, .com. For those of you who don't know what ASAP means as soon as possible. And that is it. Dump it as soon as possible. So go dump. For the rest of you, get yourself in a nice, comfortable position so that we can start this vision quest. Yes, we're going to be doing this vision quest where we'll be traveling to the center of the earth. And making sure that we begin to align ourselves with the energy that we need to begin to take us into this origin, this new era that we're coming in, that is requiring us to have our aura there, that is requiring us to bring the genius there. So, I want everyone to just get themselves into a nice, relaxed position and just slowly begin to breathe in and out, in and out. That's it. Nice and slow. Just relax. Back up straight. Back up straight. Breathing in and out. Just taking your time to breathe in and out and just getting nice and comfortable, because we're going to get ready to get started here. We're going to be traveling in a position we haven't traveled in a minute. So know that in this vision quest, we're going to be doing some traveling as we begin to go down, 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 down. Let us begin.
So now, we're going to begin our journey. As you get ready to travel down, down, deep into the center of the earth, meeting us there at the appointed place is the god Geb. The ancient Egyptian god Geb, who was god of the earth. Yes, Geb is here to meet us as we continue on this journey to the heartbeat of the earth. The Egyptians, our ancestors, considered Geb to be the god of the earth, and he was shown as a masculine figure, and rightfully so. Geb also took those into the underworld as well. So now, let's continue as we stand side by side by the god Geb. Yes, the god of earth. He guided the dead to heaven, and even gave them something to drink and to eat. Here we go. Now, I want you to imagine Geb walking in front of you as he continues to go down deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, as you continue to go down and down and down. Yes, excellent. Keep breathing. Keep feeling the heartbeat of the earth as you go down. Now, you're walking into the cave. There you go. Keep walking into the cave. Follow Geb. Follow him in. Now, Geb, so admired by our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet, that they actually named the Egyptian throne after him. It was known as the seat of Geb. and this is where you'll be sitting. You'll be sitting in this seat to connect yourself with this rhythm, the rhythm of the heartbeat of the earth, the blue planet. Now, have a seat in the chair. There you go. Now, relax. Here's what I want you to do. Just relax. And now I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. That's it. Keep breathing. That's right. Breathing in and breathing out. And you're releasing all of your fears, all of your concerns, anything that you have left over that you have not dumped. I want you to release it now. I want you to sit still, back up straight, and you can feel this silver cord as it begins to spiral itself down from the top of the cave into the top of the crown of your chakra. You feel it coming in, deep in. The silver thread is coming down. It's entering the top of your head. And you can begin to feel the pulsating energy as it enters into your crown. And now you begin to see this purple light surround everything in the room. And this purple light is there. It's there at the top of your head. And slowly as this silver thread begins to spiral itself further, further down into you, it is represented as the divine mind. The silver thread comes down. You feel it going down, going through this purple ball that is at the top of your head. And now it is making its way down to your heart center. Feel it drop into your heart center. Excellent. There it is. And now you see the green ball. The silver thread is finding itself inside of the green ball, which is the heart. Now, this thread, it's lining itself through the purple ball at the top of your head and the green ball. Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to gently take some breaths in and out. And each time that you take a breath in and out, what's going to happen is in the center, very much the center of your chest where your heart is, that green ball is right there. And the purple ball is at the top of your head. And each time that you gently breathe in and you breathe out, the ball is coming closer and closer together. That's it. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep going. That's it. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep going. Breathe in and breathe out. As the balls begin to merge themselves together, the distance is becoming shorter and shorter. The purple and the green ball is coming closer and closer together. Excellent. Yes. It is coming together. And as they begin to merge together, they begin to transform themselves. These two lights is transforming themselves. They are merging together. The purple and the green. That's it. We are bringing together the divine mind and the heart. Now, just in front of you, the God Geb is standing there right in front of you. He is sending you white light. And the white light is now beginning to merge itself with the green and the purple ball that has now intertwined itself together. Now that you see this light, it is radiating all through your heart and all through your mind. It is going everywhere. It is taking on different shapes and forms. The room is changing colors as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. I want you to begin to think these loving, loving, loving divine thoughts. Are you ready? Here you go. I want you to begin to repeat after me. Let's go. I am love. I am love. I am love. I open my heart and my mind to divine love. I want you to just take a moment, and I want you to begin to feel the love. Feel it as it begins to fill up in your heart. That's it. It is filling itself up in your heart. And the God Geb is still sending you the white light. It is filling itself up within you. I want you to take another moment, and I want you to begin to feel joy. Feel the joy. Allow the joy to just begin to emerge itself in, and also begin to find the peace and serenity. Allow that energy to come in. It is all here for you, as well as happiness. It's coming in. It's just coming in. And now, I want you to take a moment and just allow it to fill your mind and your heart. That's it. As the light begins to swirl itself from the top of your head all the way down. That's it. You can feel it in your throat. You can feel it in your heart. It's coming down, down, right above your belly button. And now in the core of your belly button. And then at the base of your root chakra. Right there. It's spiraling. And you can see all of this energy spiraling, coming out through the bottom of your feet. You can feel the heat, the energy as it continues. Now, I want you to begin to repeat this after me as you begin to align your heartbeat with the rhythm of the heartbeat of the earth and the cosmos. And that is, my heart and my mind are now aligned. My heart and my mind is now aligned. My heart and my mind is now aligned, reflecting the divine, and it is so. There it is. Now, keep breathing. Keep breathing. That's it. We're going to begin to start our journey back. As you begin to get up out of the seat of Geb, get out of the Egyptian throne seat, I want you to begin to walk to the cave door. As you begin to now get yourself to the entrance of the door, and on the count of three, you're going to fly yourself back, and you're going to come back with all of this divine love merged into one, that everything is now in perfect alignment. One, two, three.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Peace and greetings to the remix. And I'm going to give you guys just a few moments to kind of bring yourself back. And once you've brought yourself back and you're in the chat room, I want you to put a heart in the chat room. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines to let us know that you've brought yourself back from the meditation and that you were able to do it. Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hearts are coming in from all over the world. All over the world. Hearts are coming in. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. I see you guys out there that's not in chat listening. I see you with your hearts. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. Yeah. If for some reason you wasn't able to do the meditation, the beautiful thing is that you could always go back and download, download, download. So know that it is there so that you can download it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I want you guys to share. Definitely be able to share as well. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you for both of you. Thank you. Yes. If you're over on Twitter, know you can tweet the message as well, too. You can tweet your message over on Twitter as well. You can put it there. Mm-hmm. feel so much lighter? Beautiful. Loved it? Yes. Lots of comments there. So we're going to go to the phone lines now so we can get into this. An amazing night here tonight, and I'm just really, really honored to be here with you guys. We're going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 647?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Miss Juliana from Canada, Toronto.
Okay, greetings to you, Juliana. Beautiful. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes. You want to share that with us?
Yeah. It was interesting. Because for the whole of this week, I've been doing something like that. So this is just deep confirmation for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I did enjoy it. Yes, and I did get to dump a lot. And I feel much, much lighter.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And did you get a chance to go over to dump it as well?
Yes, I did.
How did that feel to dump it?
Good. I felt great dumping.
You felt great dumping. Yes, that dump it. That is it. Beautiful, beautiful. Did you have a question? Did you call in also for a reading tonight?
Yes, I'd like to get one done. No particular question.
You said what now?
I don't have a particular question.
Mm-hmm.
I guess after dumping, because I've been doing that this week. I've been releasing a lot this week.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to get a reading if you don't want one. But this reading here is all about heart. The heart matters. This is about everything dealing with the heart. So if you have something that you want to get a reading on that has to deal with your heart, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and press 1 once you get on the phone lines. Yes. So did you have something for the heart that you wanted to deal with?
Well, I'm feeling much better, so right now I can't cope with it.
Well, good. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, keep holding on and definitely keep listening. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
You're welcome.
Peace and love to you. Beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 772. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Cookie calling in from Port St. Lucie,
Florida. Okay, greetings to you, Cookie, calling in from Florida. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Yes, I did, and it was so relaxing, rejuvenating, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know. It felt great. Like, I felt at ease.
Beautiful.
And it's my first time doing it.
Is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Did you get a chance to go dump it?
Oh, yeah.
How did
I bookmark
that
feel? It. Oh, it felt great. I bookmarked it, so whenever I'm in the store, whenever I'm in my car, I'm going to be dumping.
That's right. Dump anywhere. Beautiful. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
I wanted to tell you that, like, you are magnificent. You are wonderful.
Oh.
I don't get on as much, but when I do, it's, you spoke to me tonight.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, well, thank you, Cookie. Thank you so much for that. I'm glad I can be that reflection for us, because in order for you to recognize that within me, then it definitely must live within you too. So that's a beautiful compliment to both of us. And I received that. So thank you. That means a lot. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
I did have a quick question. Of course, it's the matters of the heart. So,
yes.
I'm dealing with this this guy, and I don't know if it's right or not. Like, feels right, but I'm not sure because, you know, women been through heartache and pain and all that other stuff, so I'm just not sure if it's right.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's take a look. You said you're just not sure if it's right or not. You said, but it feels right.
It feels right. Yes.
It feels good. Oh, boy. Know that story. Wow. Feels good. Okay. Couple of things, Cookie, I want to take a look at instantly when I get into your energy and I get into the energy of this particular relationship. It's a couple of things that come up. The first thing is, one, you guys have been seeing each other, but you've been seeing each other for what, over the course of the last 3 or 4 months?
About a month or two.
About a month or so. Okay. But I feel like you've kind of connected each other. You kind of knew each other or ran into each other or connected somehow a little earlier than maybe.
Yeah, we did.
Month. You did. Okay. We did. So good. So this is the right one. All right. But you've kind of bumped things up and you're taking things a little bit more serious right now. And this is where you guys are. Two things. For you, Cookie, I love you to death, but one of the things for you is you definitely are a romantic person at heart. You love love. Does that make sense when I say that to you? You love love. You love the thought of being in love. You love it because this is something in your life that you've constantly struggled with when it comes to your family ties. Is this love?
True.
This is a big part of that. And the person that really plays a very, very intricate role in this love for you is your father. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, it does. He's so protective over me. Funny to say, he's very protective.
Yeah, he's very protective over you, and also I feel as though he's making up for lost time from when you were younger, maybe feeling like he didn't give you enough love. Does that make sense?
Very true. Yeah, that makes sense.
You see, and so right now what's happening for you, as it's happened in some of the other relationships, it wasn't so much that you loved the person, but you loved the energy of being in love. Well, two things. You get an opportunity to honestly feel this love for real. And that's what you're doing this time. But it is going to have to be with you really coming clean with you really saying to yourself, you really don't understand what love is.
So funny you say that. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me why you think it's funny as you say that Miss Blue says this.
Because I mean I know what it is. I've seen what it is from my parents, but I guess I just never really experienced it to, I guess, the magnitude that they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, a person not only giving it all, being supportive and everything else that comes with it. You know what I mean?
Right. And so here's the thing that I don't want you to get caught up in. I don't want you to get caught up in a dream within a dream. I don't want you to get caught up in a sexual relationship and not have the things that you want to support this relationship. So make it 100% love. Make it a relationship of substance. That means that you have to give mind, body, and spirit to this, true feelings to this. Don't leave anything out. And then be willing to say that you want to experience this. And then begin to trust your heart.
Okay. You're okay.
Make the reasons. Yeah. Make this relationship more than about sex. Make it more than about just being able to have that great feeling of that intimacy. Now, don't get me wrong, that's important, but it has to be able to stand on something more than that. It has to be able to stand on something more than what you can see with your eyes, more than what you can just feel in your body. It has to be more than that. And I'm talking about the sexual feeling, not about the energy and the feeling, but really make it a relationship of substance to make it that and to give that 100%. Allow that good feeling to permeate through you at all times, not just when you're looking at them, not just when you guys are intimate with each other, but all times. Know that relationship takes work. It takes work, but you can do the work, and you can experience
it. It's hard work. It's very hard work.
It shouldn't be hard in the beginning. The hardest part for you is for you to get out your own way because, again, you love love. So you like this drama that goes along with it, but energetically it doesn't do your body well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So kick the drama to the side. Life comes with its own script, trust me, and it's better than any drama you can make up for yourself.
Right about that.
And just be with it honestly. You understand? Just be with that honestly and trust your heart. Then you can truly trust your heart. Remember, us as women, we have two hearts, the one in our chest and the one between our legs.
Yeah.
Trust the heart in your chest. That's why we call it a treasure chest, because if you truly discover the heart that's in your chest, you truly, truly have found some jewels. So when it comes to the relationship, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I have to let that marinate a little bit.
Yeah. It's something to marinate on. You don't want to build another relationship that is just based off of some of these physical attributes, because at the end of the day, that's not going to sustain anything. You understand? Then that's the only thing that you will be able to do to keep it going. And you're so much more than that. Because what will happen, he'll do something to disappoint you, and then you'll dump him like you've dumped the rest.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I got you.
Yes. So, you have to dump that. I'm not telling you to give up a fairy tale. I'm telling you to begin to really dump all of these insecurities and fears that you have about what will happen when you love honestly. What will he really think of you when you love him honestly? See, that's what you want to do. That's where you begin to strike gold, when you can love him honestly.
Oof. Stop me.
So there you go. Right. You can keep going over to dump it and dump all that stuff you need to dump and keep going.
Oh, I sure
but
will.
For now, I feel the relationship feels good. You just need to take the vibration much, much higher. And you can definitely have a very divine connection here. So, yeah, definitely come back and let us know.
Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. And
you
stop
too.
Dumping them. All right. Peace and love.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay, you guys, we have 5 minutes until we actually go into the after hours. We're going to keep going. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want to just say to each and every one of you, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for going on this journey tonight. Thank you for really aligning your hearts. Thank you for dumping it and to keep dumping it. The site is going to be there. It's going to be up. And I want you to do that. We are in the time that we're moving into the heartbeat that's going to connect us with all of this energy that's out here, that is the 2013 energy. It is time to get yourself aligned with the energy and the heartbeat and the rhythm of the planet that really just connects itself to the cosmos. And so the God Geb is really the one taking us into this energy. He is the Father over the earth. Remember, it is time for you now to be your own drum major. So that means that you have to stand up front and you have to listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Follow that rhythm. Follow that beat. It will never lead you wrong. That tempo will never be too fast. That tempo will never be too slow. It will always be right on time, right on time. So go to www.dumpitasap.com and keep dumping it. For now, we're testing out the site, and I'm so honored to have all of you guys who are part of the Remix family go over there and participate in this Dump It. I want you to keep dumping. I don't care when it is, in the middle of the night, if you have some thoughts, something happens, and you need to release it from yourself, go dump it. You can dump it from your iPad, your iPhone, your Mac, your PC, your Android phone. It is available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Listen to your heart, and anything that comes in that's not in alignment with that, go dump it. That's important. That's important to do. And I am so glad that you guys are here. You can always reach me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, number 4, blue@gmail.com, so that you can connect with me over there. Give me some feedback if you want. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Tweet about it on Facebook. Go over to Twitter and tweet about it as well. So I just look forward to you guys continuing to dump it. We're getting ready to continue to do some hard work in the after hours. So for those of you who are riding with us, stay with us. For the rest of you, you know what you got to do. Download, 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 download. I want to give a big hug and a kiss and a shout out to Esther, to Chris, to Sister Manya, and to all of you, particularly all of you, and it's too many to name today, that really helped me with the pre-launch of Dump It, and those of you helping me right now, that's helping me now, that will help me in the future, and I will help you. So we will be back Sunday night, you guys. You know how we do. It's remix time. Peace and love to all of you, and much love, one spirit. And to all of you, keep doing your work. Keep dumping it. You know, keep dumping it. Dump it ASAP, ASAP. Y'all remember that song? Just dump it. That's what you want to do. We're going to keep going to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Click 1. One, or press 1 once you get on the phone line if you have a question, you want to share, if you want to get a heart reading about all of the matters of the heart, do that. Know that we see your dump it, the dump it staff over there. You guys, keep dumping. Keep dumping it. Get rid of it. Don't hold on to it. Let the player hater go. Just dump it. You have some thoughts? Get rid of it. Dump it. Peace and love, everyone. See you on Sunday night. For the rest of us, we're going to keep going. They're saying, I can't stop dumping. That's right. You know, it's like nothing's better than taking a good dump. And once you get it all out, woo, think about how good you feel. It's a defrag. It's a detox. It's a cosmic detox. That's right. It's a cosmic detox. Get rid of it. Dump it. Peace and love, you guys. We're going to keep going. It's a cosmic enema. That's what it is. Get rid of it. Dump it. And don't forget to get your decks, you guys. We're going to be doing some real powerful work on Sunday night. So peace and love. Download, download, download. See you guys in the after hours. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in, it looks like, from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Celine.
Greetings. You said Aline?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, greetings to you. Did you get a chance to do the meditation?
Yeah, sort of, but I just couldn't get into it. No offense.
Oh. You said what now?
I said no offense, but I don't know. I just.
How would you offend me if you couldn't get into it? You can't offend me because you couldn't do it.
That's a laugh.
Oh.
You're right.
Okay, were you able to go over to dump it?
Yeah, that felt good.
Okay,
that really
beautiful,
felt good.
Beautiful. Okay,
yeah,
and so you called in to share tonight?
Yeah, it was about, relocating, having difficulty finding, an apartment. I applied to a countless number of agencies, but nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying, and I want to make... Yeah, I want to make sure I have your name right. It was Celine?
Yeah.
Celine. Okay,
yeah.
I want to make sure I heard that right. Okay, so this is about you moving,
mm-hmm.
that you're planning on moving. But at this particular time, it doesn't look like that this move is coming through for you or you're able to move where you're trying to move.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the reason that you're trying to move is you're trying to get away from a situation?
Yeah, I'm just ready to move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you say ready to move, I'll tell you a couple of things that I'm instantly picking up is that there are some things that are going on around where you are at this particular time. And instantly when I get into your energy, I feel like your throat chakra is closing up on me. Why is that?
I couldn't tell you.
You said what now?
I said I couldn't tell you. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. You don't know why. Do you know why you want to move?
Well, just to be closer to my child's school.
You want to move to be closer to your child's school so you can do what?
And among other things.
What are some of the other things?
I'm having family issues.
Yeah. So when I said to you earlier about your throat chakra closing up and you said you didn't possibly know why that could be happening,
okay.
Does it make sense now why
closing
up?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple of things that's happening, and one of those things that is going on with you at this time, Celine, is your throat chakra is closing up on you. That doesn't mean that you can't speak, because you can speak a lot. And in fact, you're doing a whole lot of talking, probably more than you've probably done in a while.
Where in my head?
No, not in your head, out of your mouth. But what's happening is at this particular point, you want to move, and I feel like this move is almost you running. You're running.
Sort
because
of.
At this particular time, where you're standing at in these positions is the victim. You feel you are the victim here, correct?
Right.
That you are the victim, and you need to get away from this situation. So it's really not about being closer to your child's school. See, these are the things that energetically don't line up. And so I know sometimes on the surface it can seem like it's a minute thing, but what begins to happen is the universe really looks in our heart. it doesn't judge. So the universe knows you're not trying to move because you want to be closer to your child's school. Is that a part of the reason? Of course it is. But that's not at the heart of the matter of what's going on. What's going on right now is that you feel like the situation that you're in, that you're being used and abused.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's just about that segment, dump it. That's where
mm-hmm.
I'm at.
mm-hmm.
I'm just ready to leave it all behind.
Right. But the truth of the matter is you haven't left anything behind. You're holding it all in. That's the truth. You haven't let it behind. Now, you may not have told them, but you haven't let it behind. You're holding this, and what has happened is all of those little nasty, little sly, little sneaky things that they've done to you,
mm-hmm.
you're now taking on those attributes because you didn't let it go. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So really what has to honestly happen, you can open up this energy and begin to move forward from this, is to recognize that you're not the victim here.
Okay.
Victim never wins. Never. I don't care what show you watching. If you got stamped the victim, chances are you're gonna die or they're never going to come get you. So you're not the victim. You're going to have to really kind of get down in your heart and release this from yourself from a very honest position. Because now you're turning into those people that you love to hate. So you're going to have to release it from yourself. And one of the ways to release it, of course, is dump it. But you're going to have to keep dumping it. And then you have to decide that you're no longer the victim. Because what happens is you want to now start inflicting pain on others like they have inflicted it on you. And not directly, but doing little sideline jabs.
Well, I would say in me moving, that would just, you know, I'm leaving everything behind. I just, you know, that's the cutoff point. I don't want to tolerate, you know, what all I've been tolerating.
Right. But understand, you moving is not going to change you because now you have already adapted that energy. So moving, yes, I agree with you. You do need to move. You need to be somewhere by yourself so that you can know that when this situation comes up again, as it has come up before, that you are participating in it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You have to make up your mind, one, that you no longer will participate in this at any level because one of the things that you can't move from is you. Wherever you go, you will be there. So it's better to try to figure this out while you're right here than to go somewhere else and the situation get recreated. So whether it's on a job, whether it's at your kid's dealing with someone at your child's school, or whether it's the person on the corner, whether it's somewhere else, these situations are going to start to perpetuate themselves.
All right.
And this has a lot to do with, and I want you to understand this, your insecurities coming from your childhood. You know how they tell you a child should be seen and not heard?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You lived that, and you're still living it.
Yeah.
But you're not a child anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to have to do is to begin to rewrite your story for yourself. Because this story that you got is all jacked up here. And you got a whole lot of energies. Some of them don't have nothing to do with you, and others do. And before you turn into these people that you really have been able to point the finger at, you're going to need to rewrite your story. So that means that even if you sit down after the show is over and say, once upon a time, there was a lovely young girl by the name of Celine. Celine was a beautiful young girl who wanted to grow up to be, answer that question, Celine.
But right now?
Yeah. Celine wanted to grow up to be.
Oh, boy. You put me on the spot. You mean career-wise or just?
Celine,
I'm just trying to be human.
So, that's okay. But I need you to come out of the victim mode because you're still trying to be the victim. It's a simple question. Celine wanted to be.
Help me. I don't have
yes,
it
you
right
do.
Now.
Yes, you do. I want you to search your heart and not your mind. Celine wanted to be.
I want to be free. Is that good enough?
No, because that free means that someone's holding you captive, which means you're still the victim.
Wow. Right back to that.
Celine wanted to be.
Be the best person I could possibly be.
And who is that? Who is that? Who is the best person you can possibly be? Who is that? If you could feel any way you wanted to feel right now.
Without all the negativity, you know, directing toward me.
Who would you be? Who would you be if you can be anybody you wanted to be right now? How would you feel and who would you be?
I would say that I'm a nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking to be of assistance to others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just, you know.
No. I don't want to know what you don't want to be. I want to know what you want to be. Tell me again.
I just want to help people, but people don't, you know, accept me.
No. We're not talking about what people. We said the best you. You can't help people if you're the victim. You realize that, right? If you're the victim, who you helping?
No one.
No one. You got to come out of victim mode, first of all. You got to come out of victim mode. So you're a helper, you're a nurturer, and who else?
That's basically how I see myself. I don't know no other at this time.
What do you mean at this time?
I don't know. Maybe I do know, but at this time I don't.
You don't know that you want to be a nurturer?
No, I do know that. Well, I've been that, but again, is people just abusing me. With me being
when you,
that.
Well, people abusing you, being a nurturer and being a healer?
Well, I would say, how they say that? Taking kindness for weakness.
So whose kindness have you taken as a weakness?
Oh, not me. I'm expressing that, but people just, you know, just throw negativity at me, dumping
and
their problems
you,
on me.
And what do you throw back? What do you throw back? Do you dump negativity on other people? Do you think you do that?
Not at all. I just
yes, you
send
do.
Back love.
Yes, you do. You do. You've become that. Everything that we've talked about here today, and I want you to see this with love, is that now you've turned into those people that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help. You want to be a nurturer. I asked you, at first you said you couldn't think of what it is. You're telling me that you helping has turned you into this person? Then were you truly helping? Because helping is about giving and receiving. This is what the heart is about. You got to give, and you have to be open to receive. Not just about giving.
I guess that would be the reason why I'm ready to go.
It's because what?
I'm being worn out. Just a lot of things going on that's not you know, not my problems.
It's a lot of things going on that's not your problem. That's true, but that's the world that we live in. If they're not your problems, then why are you so wore out by somebody else's shit?
That's why I'm ready to go. It's just that simple. I don't know no other way to put it, but
so much of this, and I know we don't really have a lot of time, Celine, here, but one of the things that I would recommend that you do is that you really, really search deep within your heart and see yourself as you want to see yourself, because you can't, you're having a difficult time seeing yourself as you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out of the victim mode.
So it wouldn't be by, you know, relocating?
No, that's going to be a part of it, but you're still going to be the victim wherever you go. If leaving was the simplest answer, then you would have been gone. You wouldn't have cared if you had to stay at the 7-Eleven on the corner. You would have left. People have done it. They have walked away from everything and said, damn it, I'm out of here. So it is not just about you finding a place. You got to know that it is bigger than that. Sitting around feeling sorry for yourself is not going to change anything either. This is why nothing is working for you. Because a part of you really wants to stay the victim. You want to be there. You want to be in this victim mode. Yes, you're saying you don't. But then you say, oh, I'm tired of people taking advantage of me. I'm tired. Then stop letting them take advantage of you. Stop letting them use you. This isn't the first time this has happened. It's simply not, is it?
Not at all.
So in order for you to get out this psycho, the circle jerk, as I call it, is you got to do something different or it's not going to work for you. And one of those things that you have to do is really come clean and honest with yourself. You said to me when you first came on, I said, did you do the meditation? You said, no, I really couldn't get into it. Do you realize you said that? Then you said, oh, I don't want to offend. I don't mean to offend you. You're not offending me. That's offending you. This meditation was about you getting into your heart and connecting with you. This doesn't have anything to do with me.
Well, I tried to, and I wanted to.
But what stopped you? Tell me what stopped you from doing what you wanted to do. Tell me what stopped you from doing what you wanted to do. What was stopping you?
I was trying to visualize, you know, being in that space, but I don't know. It's just, you know, my surroundings.
You sound like the people you're trying to move away from. You sound just like them. Why aren't you happy there with them? Y'all are doing the same thing. Don't you sound like them when you talk to them? Don't that sound like them?
No. Mm-hmm.
No, that sounds like them. Anytime somebody tell me what they were trying to do, I know you ain't doing it. Because you can't try to do a meditation. Either you're going to do it or you're not. You can't try to do it. It doesn't work.
Well, I would say I was trying to focus.
Yeah.
I was doing my best to focus.
You were doing your best to focus, and what was stopping you from focusing?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just, like I said, I couldn't, you know, really.
So what did you call in for? Because it seems like everything is everybody else's fault. What do you take responsibility for in your life?
Oh, no, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just ready to move.
You said it was your environment. That is blame. That's blame. If you're ready, say it again.
No, I was going to say I didn't think that it was going to lead to this.
So what you thought, you was going to call in, ask me about you getting ready to move, I would tell you some happy, fluffy things, and you would go back into crawling into your mode of being the victim again?
Not at all. Once I'm out, then, you know, everything is, you know, left behind.
So when are you going to get out?
If I can get out tomorrow morning, that would be just, you know,
divine. So what is stopping you from getting out right now?
Well, I went through the process of applying to different places, but nothing so far yet.
So when you say you went through the process of applying, you're giving me the impression of what I'm picking up is that you're waiting for someone to give you a place to stay. Is this correct? You're not waiting for that? So you mean to tell me you're in a place that is making your energy so low and depressing that you can't take $35 and go stay in a hotel room to get away from it? For real?
Not without my child.
Why you can't take your child with you? Why you can't take her with you?
That really wasn't my plan.
You can't take your child with you?
No, what I'm saying, not to a hotel.
Why not?
Just didn't want to do that.
You didn't want to do that. So as opposed to taking your child to a hotel with yourself to get away from this environment that obviously is not healthy for you and not healthy for your child, because you don't want to take your child to a hotel room, you choose to stay. That's what you're saying?
Nope. I had applied to different places and...
But that's not what I asked you. I asked you, then, if it's making you feel so miserable, why don't you just go get a hotel room and go somewhere else and stay?
That's an option, but I just, like I said, I applied to many
different
places.
But what does that have to do with you getting out of this environment that you claim is so abusive for you, not healthy for you? What does it have to do? Do you know that you can dial 211 from a landline phone, and this is for women who are being abused to get you some help to get you out of there? Why are you still there?
No, I'm not in a relationship, so it's not that kind of abuse.
Abuse is abuse.
It's not physical abuse. It's emotional. It's more emotional.
Abuse is abuse. When you call that number, abuse is abuse. Now you're telling me it's not that kind of abuse, as if certain forms of abuse is okay for each other.
No, I'm not saying that either.
Okay. So then, again, I'll ask you the question. Why don't you take your child and leave and go stay in a hotel? Why don't you do that?
I just never thought of, you know, thought of it.
Well, that's an option for you. Since you're not being physically abused, as you say, you're just being emotional abused. Come out of being the victim because you have your child to think about. If this is a place that you don't want to be, then leave. Simple to the point. I'm not going to stay on the phone and help you play the victim. That I won't do.
I know. I agree.
You don't know and you don't agree. Stop saying things you don't know. This is how you ended up in this damn situation, by saying things you don't know. If you knew, you wouldn't call in. You wouldn't have called in if you knew, correct?
Right. And that's why, yeah, I was looking for your advice. What should,
well,
you know, do you?
Two things. One thing I don't really give out is advice. If you want some spiritual insight, I can give you that. Advice, I don't give out. I really don't give out advice. But I understand what you're saying. The number one thing that I want to do to let you know so you can hear yourself, you want to be comfortable being the victim. If you don't want to be comfortable being the victim, and you say that you're not in a life-threatening situation, as you claim, but I beg to differ. Right now, if I was close to you, I'd be calling 911. But you are very comfortable being the victim. In fact, you love it so much that it is this passive-aggressive type behavior based upon some things that happened to you in your childhood. I would recommend that you go somewhere, get yourself some counseling, get out of the situation you're in, and then work to bring yourself back into balance.
I'm not so much worried about my childhood.
But your childhood is what has got you to this point. That's what allowed you to become the victim. So now, yeah, what? Tell me again so you can just say yeah and say yes to things that you don't understand. What I'm going to do is suggest that you dial 211 because at this point no one can help you. I've given you suggestions. You say that's not what you want to do. You say you're not being abused, but you are. There were things here tonight to help you. You chose, for whatever reason, you're so distracted by this environment, but this is how I know you're not a real victim, because your ass is on the phone. See, if you was really scared where you were, if you really felt threatened where you were, you wouldn't be on the phone talking to the remix about your ass being a victim, point blank. You would what?
I would speak to you about other things, but I definitely, you know, I don't feel comfortable right now to tell you.
You don't have to feel comfortable to tell me. I already know the other things going on, but you said that's not going on. So we're going to go with what you say. We're going to go with what you say. My best advice to you, and I wish you love, because I feel you hurting, but this is not about you giving to people and they give you nothing back. No one doesn't owe you anything. You understand what I'm saying? People don't owe you things. I don't care who it is, mother, father, sister, brother. If you chose to give something from your heart, I sit on this radio station and have done for many years, giving to people. I don't accept anything back.
I'm not accepting anything back.
Well, then you don't get to tell me that you give to people and they use you, because that would mean that you expected something back.
No, not at all. What you said earlier about being a victim, I'm not asking for anything back, and that's the reason why I'm ready to go, because I just want to just, you know, do me, you know. I don't want to have no more say in the matter of what goes on, you know, where I am.
But
pretty
that
much
choice,
everything that I'm dealing with is,
right, but
is
the,
other
but
people's
the truth,
troubles.
But here's the truth of the matter. They have already stopped taking your advice for a long time ago. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I'm not giving advice. I'm not giving much advice, but, you know, they don't really acknowledge whatever I do.
No, that's right. They don't acknowledge you. So it's not that you're going to stop doing it. They have stopped acknowledging you, and this is the problem.
So
again,
like I said, I'm ready. I'm not asking for anything of anyone. I'm
of
just
course
ready
not.
To go
You're not asking
separate.
For anything because they don't want anything from you. You're ready to go and separate, but if you don't get you in alignment, you're just going to go somewhere else and create the situation again. If the situation has gotten you to the point where you're at this level with it, then why don't you leave? You said you have the means to leave. You have the means to go on. But guess what? I'm going to be a perfect example of showing you what that looks like. Be truthful. Speak from your heart. Tell the truth. And be honest with yourself, and you'll get those answers. I'm going to show you what happens when a person has truly had enough. Peace and love to you, and it was good talking to you. See, that's what happens when you've had enough. You move on. You don't sit there and keep being the victim over and over again. And I'm not going to allow you to do that, to suck up all of this energy, only for you to keep going back to the same point that you don't want to move on. You want to be the victim. And so I wish you peace and love, and hopefully you can begin to call 211 if you feel like you're being threatened or your life is there. But just saying you want to move on because no one wants to hear what you have to say and you're the victim is not going to get you anywhere. So peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 336, you're live in the room. 336, you're live in a remix.
Hello?
Yes, greetings, who's on the line?
Okay, hey, how you doing? This is Joe Vaughn. Call us.
Greetings. Greetings to you, Joe Vaughn.
Hey, greetings.
Did you do the meditation?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I did.
All right. Tell me about it. Yes, speak up. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Hold on one moment. Can you hear me now?
I surely can.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I did a meditation, and it was great. It was felt good to go into the heart, you know, and to release a lot of things. It was a nice, comfortable place after a lot of dumping, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of things after dumping. Yes. So, how was the dump it for you?
It was well enough. You know, it was well.
Tell me what that means. I don't even know what well means. You know, tell me what that.
Probably, let's just say I could use more time alone to finish or at least do more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for for the time that we spent participating, I was able to do well enough. That's what I meant by that.
Okay. Well, you can keep dumping. You ain't got to stop dumping.
Okay.
You ain't got to stop jumping. You can keep jumping. Okay, so let me know. Are you also calling in for a reading as well?
Yes, sure.
Matters of the heart?
Yes, well.
All right, so what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about your relationship?
Yes. I haven't really been in a relationship for a while, so yes, if you can look into that, that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, relationship, the first relationship is with yourself, but you are telling the truth. You haven't been in a relationship with yourself for a minute.
Yeah, probably. That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. No, probably. That is true. I want to talk to you about a couple of things because immediately when I get into your energy, I really feel a lot of the energy I talked about earlier, and this is about the volcano. And I see that you have a lot of anger when it comes to letting things go.
Yes.
A lot of anger. And this is a big place where your passion lies. And so you're having a hard time tapping into your passion because you don't want to deal with some of these anger things that you have. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Tell me about what happened when you were 21. This is sort of coming up as a marker for you through spirit. What happened when you were 21?
When I was 21, I lost my apartment. I used to have an apartment out on my own, and I pretty much lost it because I quit my job. And I had to go back in with my family. Yes.
That was a really rough time for you.
Yes, it was.
And on some levels, you still haven't fully recovered.
No. I haven't.
Yeah. This is really about you really sort of taking the opportunity, because I see you trying to force yourself not to get upset. Does that make sense? Like, I see you try to force yourself not to get upset, and as a result of that, you really get upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like you saying, I ain't going to get upset, I ain't going to get upset. Damn, I'm mad. You know, so this is one of the areas really where some work needs to go in and some house cleaning needs to come in. A lot of things are old thoughts, old ideas. And when I immediately get into your energy, the thing that I know you need to see is that you need to see some new stuff, you know. It's after 1 o'clock, I think I can say it. You need to see some new shit.
Right.
You do. You really do. This weekend, one of the things I want you to do is I want you to go out and visit places, visit houses, or go look at stuff, even if it's in stores, clothing. I want you to go see some stuff you've never seen before. If there's a building or somewhere you've never been that look interesting to you, I want you to go in there. If it's a restaurant you always was curious about, I want you to go in there. You have got to see something new.
Okay.
After you begin to take that opportunity to really show yourself something that you haven't seen, then what this is going to do is open you up because you don't like to take risk.
Right.
Unless you're forced to do something, you understand? And you got to stop quitting. You got to stop getting mad and just cutting people off because they piss you off. You still with me?
Uh-huh. I want you, Miss Fool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is really what you got to stop doing. You cannot keep doing this. You understand? It's not going to work for you. Show yourself something new. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to get you about 5 envelopes. And to anyone else out there that's dealing with this, because a big part of what you carry is that it's hard for you to forgive. It's really hard for you to forgive. You want to do it, but it's just hard for you to do it.
Right.
Because you've never been forgiven. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, I'll tell you like I've said once before, Miss Blue forgives you for everything, okay? You are
okay.
Forgiven. Miss Blue forgives you because I know you haven't truly got that honest forgiveness. And sometimes if we've never had something done to us, it's very hard to give it to someone else. But I want you to take 5 envelopes.
Okay.
And I want you to begin to write letters to 5 people you need to forgive. If you need to have a picture of them and put it in there, you can do that. If you want to write their name on a piece of paper, you can do that. But write those 5 envelopes, put their names into those 5 envelopes to forgive them. Once you're done and you have their names in those 5 envelopes, I want you to carry that with you on your day that you're looking at something new. And when you're doing something new, I want you to pull it out and read each one of those letters. So every time you're experiencing something new, I want you to pull out that letter that you wrote to forgive them and read it. Sign it, and then I want you to destroy the letter. So either tear it up and put it in water, burn it and get rid of it, or shred it in so many pieces. And as you're walking home, put a piece here, a piece there, a piece there. So all of that energy can be recycled out into the universe.
Okay.
So that you know that just because you forgive someone or just because you're having a new experience, you don't throw away everyone and everything else before it.
That's exactly what I do, too.
Yes. This is spiritual, for real.
Yes.
You move on to something else, and you just, everything else becomes nothing. You cannot do that. Don't set that energy up for you, because one day you're going to need these people to come back to you, and they're going to remember that you threw them away just because you knew them at a certain time or when something else is going on. Know that it is okay for you to have these experiences, something new, and forgive at the same time. That's important.
Okay.
Don't let your heart become stale. Don't allow it to become stale. Keep dumping. Keep letting it go. But go out. Challenge yourself this weekend. Go see something new, something you don't know. And this is going to open up so many opportunities for relationships, employment, all kinds of things. This is going to open you up.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I will take your advice. I thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Remix fam. Love you, Miss Blue. This is Nakia.
Love you. Greetings. How are you? Did you do the meditation?
Yes, I did the meditation as best as I can. And I loved it. I just didn't want to come back. I felt like I was at home.
You didn't want to come back.
I just wanted to be there.
You just wanted to be there. Aw, well, beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you loved the meditation and how that felt for you. Tell me, did you also get a chance to go dump it?
Yes, I've been dumping. I came in towards the end, but I came in right before you started the meditation, and I've been dumping it. So I've dumped a few things, and I loved it. But I dump it all day. I mean, I might be irritated with something, and I let it out, and I blow off. You know, I keep going.
That's
right.
That's right. Beautiful, beautiful. Great thing, great thing. So did you call in just to share, or you wanted a heart chakra reading?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I would love to have a heart chakra reading.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to share. I've been missing you guys. I'm
back online. Well, good, good. We're glad to have you back. We're glad to have you back. So let's see. So tell me what you want to take a look at.
You know, for me, really, I want to take a look at, I want to just get back to who I used to be, where I was at my happiest, no matter what. I always had, like, this drive, and I just feel like it's there, but it's not all the way there. It's not pushing. I don't know. That's, like, one of my big dilemmas, and I think that's what bothers me every day when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to get back to that her, like, what happened, and it's, like, I battle every day to, like, get back to that person. If I just had instant drive, it was automatic.
Mm-hmm. Speak a little closer into your phone for me so I can hear you. I apologize. It was just kind of fading out. So you said you really just want to kind of get back to you, get back to yourself, get back to that energy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that happy me. I think I was happiest when I didn't talk to everybody. I was more quiet to myself and spoke to those who needed to be spoke to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always a good thing. This is why Miss Blue don't give readings for people who don't ask for them. And even sometimes that's just a little tricky. But a big part of what I want you to begin to take a look at is your actions, your thoughts, cause and effect. And some of these things, and I want you to tell me how everything that is going on with you at this particular time lines up with your energy. And I want to speak to your mother, and I want to speak to your grandmother. Tell me how that connects with you.
I am mini them. I was raised by my grandmother a lot. My mom carries a lot of her traits, and everybody says I'm like both of them. I don't know. So that's like one thing. I carry my grandmother's and my great-grandmother's pictures with me. You know, I have them in my house, and it's like something that I kind of focus on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how does that help you when you, because spiritually that's what came to me instantly was your mother and your grandmother. Those two women that loved you, those two women that you have a lot of their traits, your grandmother who primarily raised you and that was there for you. But one of the other things that they did in their quest to really give you the strength that neither one of them had is that they passed a lot of judgment on you, correct?
Well, not with my grandmother. She didn't do that with me. My mom, we didn't get along. Like, we got along, but we just always was on two different ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I was always more sweet and just didn't understand why my mom had to be the way she was. So it was like, why do you have to be that way? You know, we can just be like this. And she's like, no. And I'm like, yes. And we just never saw eye to eye. And it ever since I was five. I can remember as far as five, maybe four. I just never agreed with her since I was little. I just always felt that, like, I never agreed.
Right.
And it wasn't like, you're right or you're wrong. I just felt like she always chose to, you know, there was another way to go about it. And she chose the more hardcore way.
Right, which is a form of judgment, because if I'm saying this is the way, that's a judgment. I want to know if there was one thing that your mother really needed to work on, what would that one thing be?
Okay, I didn't catch you, Ms. Wilson. Was one thing my mother what?
Needed to work on?
Okay.
What would that one thing be? If you could choose one thing, what would that be?
Ooh. I would say my mom was a little bit more open-minded.
You wish your mother was a little bit more open-minded?
Yes.
That would make things better between the two of you if your mother was open-minded. Tell me what you mean by that. Tell me.
She always, I mean, for me as my childhood, she always seen things like one way, and she never could even open to say, I understand on this side, but this is what it is. It was always what she said. And for me, I never not wanted to go by what my mom said. It was just that I could never understand why she can even never say, I understand where you're coming from, but this is what it is. It was never, it was always, I didn't have an opinion. I don't have a voice. I don't have an opinion. And that was like, I'm human. What do you mean I don't have a voice?
Right. So tell me about now, because one of the things that you said when you came on is that when you spoke less, you were happier. What's making you sad about speaking now?
I don't know. I guess because I see things in a little different light than a lot of people in my family, my immediate family, and I've always lived life differently. So when I bring it to people's attention and I always recognize where they're coming from, I just, everybody's always more one-sided to me, not willing to let go of things, hold on to things that we shouldn't be holding on to, that's like irrelevant, like let's say it and let's move on.
So that's
how I have an issue with my mom, because she's in a situation that's not cool. But I mean, I can't, you know, it's my mom. I just let her live her life.
So you said that the reason you're not happy is because of what everyone is just, they can't, they're not more open-minded. They just see things one way? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I honestly, if I can really get onto the whole why I'm not happy, I think it's just for me personally and my family, especially with my mom, is that I wish my mom would be more honest about where she's at in her life, because I'm affected by where she's at,
mm-hmm.
and that's my mom.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. Where are you at in your life?
Me, I am honestly, I'm trying to focus it. I'm all over the place. I feel like I can do a lot. I'm being a mom, really focusing on dealing with my daughters. And I have family with me, so I'm helping them. I'm actually helping a lot of people right now, like my dad, my brother, two of my brothers. I have my nephew with me. So, I mean, I'm realizing that I have to take on that situation more than I anticipated. And
so,
I'm dealing with my...
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, it's because I have a daughter that needs extra attention. She has a disability. So, for me, I just don't have room at this point in my stage. For me, it's how I've been feeling, to take on too many more burdens until I feel like my children are in the proper stage or proper place in their life where they're happy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So now, tell me, where is your mom at in her life?
Honestly, my mom is really between a rock and a hard spot. I mean, she works every day, and, I mean, she has a husband, so she does that. But she also has a financial issue that stems from, you know, another child, and my mom is sad. She doesn't really open up, but she opens up a little bit, and I just know that my mom's worked hard to get to where she's at, to be dealing with what she's dealing with, to backfire and, like, take away all her hard work. And so everybody's looking at me. Everybody's looking to me, and I know, whether they want to say it
or not, and I've opened my doors or not, they're still looking to me. It's always
they're looking. They're looking to you to do what?
To help financially.
They're looking to you for you to help financially.
Financially.
To help your mother.
My mom, I know she needs my help on a certain level, to a certain extent, on certain things. And, I mean, that's really where, for me, that's where I feel is that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom doesn't really open up to me with her situation.
Right. Well, here's two things I want you to begin to take a look at, and thank you for that. And the first one is you said that you're kind of all over the place. And then the second one, you said your mom is kind of in a rock, between a rock and a hard place. But it really sounds like you're the one between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, yes, I am. I am. There's a lot around me that I'm between a rock and a hard place, so, which is absolutely true. There's no denying that.
But at any given moment, you do realize that you can get a new story. That don't have to be your story.
Absolutely.
You're not responsible to take care of your mother. You're not responsible. Not to mention, she didn't really take care of you.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
You understand? You're not responsible for that. Who you are responsible for is your children first. That's who you're responsible for. You're not responsible for your dad. You're not responsible for him. Start with getting yourself a new story. Because they have already shown you, your parents, that they're going to be fine. How do you know? Because they had you, and you are now grown, and they are still fine.
That is the truth, the absolute truth.
So use the wisdom that your grandmother raised you with. And know that
because I was raised by both of my grandmothers.
Mm-hmm. Well, use the wisdom that your grandmother gave you. Use that wisdom.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
and
really
know
for
that. You cannot buy your mother's love as she's attempting to do in her life. You can't buy a mother's love. You're a mother. Think about your own child. Can't buy a mother's love. It's
yes, that's true. That's so true, Miss Lou. You really hit that on the nose right there, because that has been one of my issues with my mom. You don't have to buy anything. You know, it's not about that. Like, Mom, it's me and you, let's go do. We've gotten better, I can say that. Me and my mom have come a long, long way. A long way. And that is the absolute truth, is I had to tell her, you don't have to buy me nothing. I just want my mom. I want to be able to talk to my mom when I want to talk to my mom with no other interruptions in the background.
And that may or may not happen. But here's what I don't want you to do, and this seems to be the theme for tonight. Stop being the victim, because you don't have to be. You're not a victim here. You are a willing participant. You are an accomplice. There you go. You're not a victim. You're an accomplice. You're a co-conspirator in what is going on. So every time that you do something to attempt to buy your mother, then you're now a co-conspirator in what's going on.
Okay. So can I ask you a question, Ms. Lou, when you say that?
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so like when my mom, what am I trying to say? So when my mom, there's whatever might be an issue or something, instead of me just kind of going along, to get along,